Hi, this is Russ Martin. And you know, in all my years of radio, I found that some of the most generous people in the world are the listeners of our show. And now, after years of giving laughter from my heart to you, I'm asking for your help. It's not easy owning an absurdly large supermansion with four amazing dream cars. Even though it seems like it might be fun, it does take a toll on a person. Imagine the struggle you might feel waking up every morning and not knowing whether to go cruising for bitches in the General Lee or your Batmobile. It's a struggle I face every day. That's why I'm asking you to find it in your heart to donate to the Habitat for Russ Foundation. Your donation to HFR will help a DJ in need to find a new home. In return for a donation of $1,000 or more, you'll receive a genuine heartfelt thank you as a thank you gift. And I'll tell you, me saying thank you to a listener is a pretty big damn deal. For only $375 a month, you can help me maintain my meager 10,000 square foot domicile. That's right. For the mere price of a car payment, you too can help ease my plight. And you might be asking yourself, but Russ, why do you need money? Well, let's face it, I might be well off, but I'm not Dago rich. Do you have any idea how much it costs to replace a light bulb on a personal tennis court? That's outrageous. Ever had to replace a loose knob on a $6,000 Viking range? Do you know the turmoil, the insecurity, and the shame that I feel every night knowing that my wine cellar doesn't have a single bottle of wine in it? Imagine the strife of having to go to sleep every night, not knowing if there's a lost Aztec civilization living in your fourth or fifth guest bedroom. I have to live this nightmare every day of my life. That's why I need your help. Please support me and the Habitat for Russ Foundation. Please donate today. Won't you care for a millionaire?
Nice.
I bet I don't get a damn dime.
Now.
What?
Don't jump to conclusions. You might get some. People, as you said in the beginning of that, can be very giving. Hell, look at televangelist. Creflo Dollar a couple of weeks ago. Man's a multimillionaire. Asked his congregation to donate for a new $65 million jet.
I'm watching the my security cameras at home.
Uh-huh.
Watching the contractors.
Contractors?
Bill Nelson brought over a contractor that he knows, Bill Nelson from Your Home Free.
Mm-hmm. Write up an estimate on stuff for the house.
You know, they don't seem to like those curtains. I don't know. Bill said something about taking them down.
Something wrong with them?
I don't know. You know the ones that go from the ceiling to the floor?
Yeah.
Ones that are big as a, like the Tonight Show.
Yeah, from the window to the wall.
Oh, wow. To the sweat.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that they keep pointing it. I got two cameras on them right now that I can watch on the iPad. I like the fact that they keep pointing up at that.
Is there something wrong with the curtains themselves as opposed to just the fact that they're huge?
I don't know. Maybe it's for some reason it looks antiquated. I like them.
Yeah, let me see that real quick.
Okay.
Because it's been a while since I've been to your house, so I'm just looking to see what looks, outdated.
Hmm.
Nice clarity on these drop cams, man. Hi, Bill. How you been?
I don't know if Gina's got the show on the house or not. But just to say, yeah, well, here's my assessment is put $250,000 into the house to get it pristine.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, take about a third less than what you're asking for it and don't do anything. A third less would be
a lot.
I would still owe on the house.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want that, obviously.
Doesn't the house look good in the pictures?
It does. It looks really nice.
But they keep pointing at stuff, and I don't like that.
Well, they were pointing up. I did see that. It looks like they're leaving the living room now. The contractor stopped and looked at something with the kitchen. Now they're going back that way.
Oh. Okay.
It's really dramatic ceiling, the windows and everything. Those are some big-ass curtains.
Well, they're about 25, 30 feet long. I spent $250,000 on a house.
No. Well, you could always... I think I mentioned this to you last night. I know you want to get out of the house, but it's not like you're struggling in it. You could just wait until the housing market comes back enough to where it takes in the upper end.
Yeah, I don't have to. I don't know. Well, maybe some money will come through the Habitat for Ross Foundation.
You never know.
Believe it or not, it only took me 2 reads.
You did a stellar job.
Hi, this is Russ Martin. And in all my years of radio, I've found that some of the most generous people in the world...
Oh, God.
Listen... The most generous people in the world are the listeners.
You're terrible.
Did you run out of the room?
Yeah. Just...
You needed to take a break.
I had to get away from the copy for a minute. Otherwise, I was going to make me make it past the first line.
Oh, man.
Luckily, once I got into it, I was okay. It was just that Alfie came in. He said, Chloe and I wrote up a telethon for you.
They did a lovely, lovely job.
You helped too.
Thank you. Yeah, at one point I told Alfie, after he was finished, I said, hey, is the word plight in there at all? And he said, no. I said, you better find a spot for it. Plight, strife, shame, and embarrassment. Some key words.
If it's not, it is now.
Yeah.
I missed the plight part. Well. Jump ahead. Huh. After years of giving laughter from my heart to you, I'm asking for your help. It's not easy owning an absurdly large supermansion with 4 amazing dream cars. Even though it seems like it might be fun, it does take a toll on a person. Imagine the struggle you might feel waking up every morning and not knowing whether to go cruising for bitches in the General Lee or your Batmobile. It's a struggle I face every day. That's why I'm asking you to find it in your heart to donate to the Habitat for Russ Foundation. Your donation to HFR will help a DJ in need to find a new home. In return for a donation of $1,000 or more, you'll receive a genuine heartfelt thank you as a thank you gift. And I'll tell you, me saying thank you to a listener is a pretty big damn deal. For only $375 a month, you can help me maintain my meager 10,000 square foot domicile. That's right. For the mere price of a car payment, you too can help ease my plight. And you might be asking yourself, but Russ, why do you need money? Well, let's face it, I might be well off,
but I'm not Dago rich. Do you have any idea how much it costs to replace a light bulb on a personal tennis court? That's outrageous. Ever had to replace a loose knob on a $6,000 Viking range? Do you know the turmoil, the insecurity, and the shame that I feel every night knowing that my wine cellar doesn't have a single bottle of wine in it? Imagine the strife of having to go to sleep every night, not knowing if there's a lost Aztec civilization living in your fourth or fifth guest bedroom. I have to live this nightmare every day of my life. That's why I need your help. Please support me and the Habitat for Rust Foundation. Please donate today. Won't you care for a millionaire?
I don't know what it is about the visual of you going upstairs to where all your guest bedrooms are and opening up one of the doors and seeing a, you know, blood ritual with some lost Aztec tribe going on.
Hey, you guys friends of Gina? All right, then. Yeah, I was thinking about it the other day. I haven't been in the, I don't think I've been in the wine room for 8 months.
Well.
Ain't nothing in there.
There's clearly no need.
I mean, there's furniture. There's a nice bar in there.
Yeah.
But entire wall where you stick the bottles in, but I don't have any wine.
No, you have plenty of wine.
Kenzie got it.
Hey, yeah.
I'm actually kind of proud of her.
Okay. Do you have audio you want to get to?
I do. Today was a much better day for audio. Okay. Now, let's start with... We'll start strong. Cut two.
All right.
Cut two. This is a mother who is filming her her son, young son, I'd say 5-6 years old. He's crying and he's freaking out because he accidentally took a cup from a restaurant, and mom has said she's going to turn him into the police.
Don't call the cop! Please!
Zakari, I don't know what you want me to do. You stole the cup.
I'm scared! Please! I'm this little son! I'm your son!
Oh my gosh. Mom, mommy, drop a dime on me.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonder why he's so afraid of the police.
He's little.
He's black.
Was he?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm hoping that has nothing to do with it, but that was, I knew you were gonna ask that. Honestly, I don't know. Just not everyone has the same relationship with police officers, especially when you're little.
You know what? When I was little, I got lost from my parents at, Spartan Atlantic, a big department store.
Okay.
So I couldn't find them. I got a little push toy lawnmower. It was out front. Just push this at night. Just pushing back and forth. All of a sudden, off-duty officer walks outside and he says, "Hey, come here." And I took off in the other direction. Oh. And then my parents came out the other door. Now there was a rundown back and forth.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going, I had to go to my parents because I don't think the cop can hit me. And I don't think my parents are going to hit me.
Did they?
No.
Okay.
But obviously I was afraid of the cop. I had no reason to be.
Yeah, it's just weird when you're younger like that. Because I remember at one point, I think being little, I think I had seen enough of those older PSAs where if you're lost or something, they always said find a police officer or someone that looks, you know, an authority figure. But then you go through some like awkward teenage years and you're just like, screw the cops. Yeah.
This kid did not.
Zakari, I don't know what you want me to do. You stole the cup.
I'm scared. Please. I'm this little son. I'm your son.
Only problem with this is when he steals something again. And you know he will because she let him off the hook. Oh, I'm not really calling the police. Calm down. Okay. Oh. And what kind of cup did he steal?
I think it's like one of those like little kid cups that you go get at restaurants. Like if you go to a restaurant and sometimes with the, when the kids order a soda or something, they'll put it in like a plastic cup, something non-breakable. And a lot of times they'll have like a lid that goes on top of it with a straw and they just... I think most times they actually expect you to take the cup with you, but maybe in this case... Maybe mom
this
might
kid,
have had a little
kid's
fun with
screaming
it.
Like he stole a Frosty machine.
it's definitely awesome. It's not that severe. And there's not a whole lot of context to the video online. It just says, you know, mom, son called the cops on him. This may be a mom's April Fool's prank on her kid.
Oh.
Whatever. Don't call the cops! Please!
Zachary, I don't know what you want me to do. You stole the cup.
I'm scared! Please! I'm this little son! I'm your son!
So fantastic.
Cry.
Why?
That's so sad.
Ah, he's got it coming, thief.
You're allowed to take those cups.
Well, I don't know anything about it, but obviously his mom said that he wasn't supposed to have it.
Yeah, that's cruel and hilarious.
I'm still looking at the security cameras. See where they are now. They're probably upstairs. Mm-hmm. There's Twiggy. All right. I don't know. When I got the report from Bill of here's what I think you need to do to make the house pristine.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker, are you? Yeah, are you retarded?
No, he's serious.
Well, Rodney's the one telling me, hey, the housing market's bounced back. Sell it.
Well, it's also important to note that Rodney's not a real estate agent, and he has said that as well. And he I don't know how many loans he writes for your neck of the woods as far as price goes, but yeah, in the lower sections, yeah, the market is hot, but you're dealing with a much smaller potential buyer base when you go up into the super mansions.
See, you guys really don't understand. You think it's funny. I can't take a loss on that house.
You don't have to. You just live in it.
But what about those Aztecs? The empty wine room, the shame.
I'm sure. I'm sure you can include the Aztecs in the contract with whomever you sell the house to. Just consider them fixtures.
That means I'm going to have to screw their feet to the ground.
Do what you got to do, man.
Okay.
I mean, they've been living up there relatively unknown to the outside world for months.
Well, what do you got on hold, Alfie?
I got a guy on line one who feels your pain.
Yes, Pat.
Russ, man, my heart is breaking for you, fella. I ain't worth a plug nickel. And I ain't got a pot to pee pee in. But man, after listening to that sob story, I'm in tears. And I got bunk beds in my double wide. And you can move in with me, and I'll share my food stamps with you.
Aww.
Do you have any? Do you have any wine?
Well, it's Mogan David.
That's okay. Love Morgan David.
Got one glass, but I mean.
Are you Jewish?
No, I'm Razorback.
Oh.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hi, this is Russ Martin. And you know, in all my years of radio, I found that some of the most generous people in the world. The most generous people in the world are listening. 33 over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coyes and KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Whole lot going on already. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound I-35 right at Daniel Dale. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Wintergreen Road. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Greenville Avenue. Got an accident blocking the HOV lane. Traffic only backed up, though, back from the I-5. Let's move into McKinney, southbound 75, right at El Dorado. Got a stalled out vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from the university. In Farmers Branch, northbound I-35, right at Valwood Parkway. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Walnut Hill. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Spur 280. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Rosedale Street. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Racetrack. Tonight, clear skies and an overnight low of 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 69. Right now, 72 and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hi, this is Jerry Reynolds, host of the Car Pro Show. Even though my show is on WBAP, we all have one thing in common. When we need help, we all dial 911. That's why I'm proud to support the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. Russ and his listeners support the families of Dallas-Fort Worth firefighters and police officers who give their lives protecting our community. So please, donate by going to russmartin.com.
Shut up, Kevin.
What did Kevin say?
I guess he tried to say something.
Please donate by going to russmartin.com.
Hell. Shut up, Kevin.
Man, that man's in the Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he is. Kevin McCarthy is. Mm-hmm. Jerry didn't make it this year.
Yeah, he got told to shut it.
Yeah, Jerry's got to be making a lot of money off the Car Pro thing.
Uh-huh.
It's a production company that, you know, him doing the Still the One thing for the jingle.
Yep.
I looked him up online. It's like a 42,000 square foot facility.
Damn.
With, it's, I think they're in a, let's say Haltom City.
Okay.
I think it's called 121 Productions or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the video that they sent of Jerry, that looked just like film. They don't shoot it on film.
Yeah, I remember yesterday, whatever the first day that you put it up, yeah, it looked really good.
Yeah, compared to the HD video that we shot, like, you know, Alfie doing the number one thing,
mm-hmm.
I just looked like piss. So I added sparks coming out of Alfie's finger now.
You did what? Sparks?
Oh, he just looks so pixie-ish when he looks up and he goes, does the finger thing.
So he needed some magic?
I kind of felt like he did. Watch the monitor.
All right.
That is the wrong one.
All right, there's Jerry. Alfie. Finger. Oh, my God. That's so stupid.
But it's magical.
It is. I mean, it's cool. Like, yeah, it's cool. It's cool, stupid.
Wish I could do that.
You know what his finger needs? Fireworks.
That was not fire. Those are sparkles.
Sparkle. Alfie's sparkling.
Okay. Would you adjust the AC, make it cooler in here?
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Did my wheelbarrow come yet?
I've not seen one. Alfie?
Neither have I.
Uh-oh. Well, it sounds like our new GM better start calling somebody.
Well, I know he had to fly back to Charlotte. I guess he's, I don't know, still moving stuff.
Well, I'm sure he's going back to see his family. Because they're not here yet.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think he's basically going to be traveling back and forth. He'll be working here during the week and I think traveling back home on the weekends just until their kids get out of school.
I should have made him buy my house for doing a wheelbarrow endorsement.
You still probably could.
Yeah, I think they're looking around something under 5,000 square feet. And I can't sell them half the house.
You can't just convince them to live in the upstairs?
I will.
Why do you want to live upstairs?
Because upstairs is awesome at your house.
You got any money?
Yeah.
Did not sound very confident.
I got this.
It's too far away from where you're going to school.
It's okay.
You can live upstairs if you want.
Hey, you guys can have movie nights whenever you want.
Yes, and play video games. Mm-hmm. Pretend I'm Batman. Run around the house.
We just won't be able to have any wine.
I can go get some cheap 7-Eleven wine and pizza.
That sounds like a date. Careful, you two.
No. Okay. Got more audio? You want to start news?
I got some more audio.
Yeah.
Cut number one. A model on The Price is Right accidentally gave away a car yesterday. it's a little visual, but there's I don't know. I'm not familiar with this game. It's been a while since I've watched Price is Right, but there's basically a stand, and there's cards, and each card has a price of the car on it. And the woman's supposed to guess which card she thinks is the correct price.
Does it have the entire price of the car?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't seen that one.
I haven't either. And I assume that there's probably some sort of, you probably have to do some price guessing to get so many guesses.
Well, how did the model accidentally give her the car?
So the woman guesses like 19,000 whatever. It's in the number one position. And the model turns it over and says no. So that's not the correct price. For some inexplicable reason, the model then just goes down to number two and takes that card and flips it over and boom, it says win. Even though the woman didn't even guess it or anything.
Was the woman done playing?
No.
Well, didn't have to give her the car.
Well, I mean, she already knows what the correct price is now.
That's what they get for shooting it live.
Mm-hmm. Got one.
Which one is it?
$19,849.
Go ahead, Manuela. Boom. No.
Then she grabs the other one.
Hey, congratulations, Manuela just gave you a car. Where did it come? Game's over, folks. We'll be right back to spin the wheel right after this. Two cars, a motorcycle, a trip, man, what a day. $52,000.
The same chick?
Yeah.
She won another car?
Yeah. She had a good day.
Damn.
I focused on the part.
It sounded like he dropped the S word, though.
I don't think so.
Listen.
We'll be right back to spin the wheel right after this. Two cars, a motorcycle, a trip, man, what a day. $52,679 with the prizes all together.
Maybe not.
So after the model screwed up, Manuela, she decided, I'm embarrassed. I must hide. So she even hides behind the game. Behind is like this like stand. She's just hiding behind it until they go to commercial. And at that point, since she turned it over, the woman playing the game knows now what the price of the car is, so Drew just says, all right, we'll just give it to you.
They didn't make a stake about it coming back from the break? Obviously not, if she won two cars.
No, it worked out fine. I mean, the whole idea of having the stuff on there is you're probably going to give away a car at some point, so.
But she didn't legally win.
Well, it's, you know, there's sometimes there's going to be some human error involved. You still got to pay the taxes on it.
Yeah, I wonder how many of those prizes people actually end up keeping as opposed to selling for
the taxes. It's one of those things. I don't know the percentage, but I know those that win don't always keep the stuff because of having to pay the taxes on it. Because, yeah, I mean, it sounds great. Two cars, a motorcycle, a trip around the world, and whatever else you got, a new Viking range or something. But
I'm not sure, but I think it's taxed at a higher rate.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Or if it puts your income, puts you into a higher bracket. Regardless, I think the prizes are taxed at a higher rate, which is a screw job.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's like everyone made a big deal eventually. Like when Oprah gave her audience, they all got cars that one time. Everyone made a big deal. Oh, my God, Oprah's great. Okay, well, she didn't pay for them. It was donated by the car company. But then you realize after the fact that everyone in the audience still had to pay the taxes on those cars.
What kind of cars did she give him?
I don't remember. I want to say maybe like a Saturn or something. I mean, you're still talking about a tax on, let's say the car is $15,000. You're looking at a couple grand. Like, oh, that's really great. No, keep the car. I don't need it that bad.
Well, you still sell it, pay the taxes.
No, yeah, I guess so.
Keep the rest. Okay. Is that it?
Nope, I got some more. Do you want sort of pathetic, or do you want Pat Robertson?
I like Pat Robertson.
All right, cut number four. Pat was on his show the other day talking about the Indiana religious freedom law and how gays are going to change Christian lives.
I'm not sure I would serve pizzas for a gay wedding. Well, most gays, if they're having a wedding, don't want pizzas. They want cake. It's the cake makers that are having the problem. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter what custom you've got. It doesn't matter what hope.
Why is he? What's the pizza reference?
There is a store called Memories Pizza in Indiana. They were the first business to go on the record on a TV station to say that they would not cater a gay wedding because they are in support of this new religious freedom law. They still said that they would serve, you know, a gay couple that came into the store and ordered some pizza. They just don't want to cater a wedding.
The only thing that you worship and adore, the gays are going to get it. They're going to make you conform to them. You're going to say you like anal sex, you like oral sex, you like bestiality, you like anything you can think of, that to whatever it is, and sooner or later you're going to have to conform your religious beliefs to the group of some aberrant thing. It won't stop at homosexuality. We've got what's called polyamory.
Why does he think that the gay community is, well, first of all, whoever Pat Robertson's God is got to be a pussy. The gays are going to convert everybody?
Yes.
He's got no faith in Christianity?
Apparently not. He's afraid that the gays are going to make you want anal and want oral as well. My God, the sins.
I like oral.
I know. But technically, that is sodomy. And depending on how strict you are in your religious beliefs, you have to consider these things. Like, everyone loves Jesus until you read the part of the Bible that says you can't, you don't get to, that's a no-go.
But doesn't that's what all this sounds like. If we continue to let them have their way,
they're going to force you to like anal and oral.
You'll wake up one day saying, anal today, Leron. Did you get that email from that kid named Brian?
Yes.
Remember the idiot that called Monday or Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Named Brian was not this kid that emailed us, but for whatever reason, everybody at school thinks he's the one we're referring to. He goes, "You guys got to stop." Even the principal asked me if I was a God seer. Because you can't hit them, you know, like you could back in your day. Yeah. We are not talking about the Brian to go say, I don't even think he said what school it was.
No, I didn't catch that.
We're talking about some idiot that called and told Dan.
You don't know anything about the Bible.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes.
Why you always agree with Russ?
Yeah, I'm an idiot because Russ said something really good and I said, I agree with that. That made me the idiot.
Well, you're just a yes man. You just agree every time he's right.
Just in that conversation, we happen to be pretty much on the same page. There are plenty of other times that we'll be on different pages, and that's what keeps things fresh.
Well, I don't always agree with my lover, Leron.
You don't?
No, sometimes we fight all the time.
Well, that's...
I like oral at the red lights, and he likes to do it when the car's going. He likes to do it on service roads. I like to do it on the freeway so the truckers can watch.
That's what they say. You know, relationships really are about compromise.
I don't understand. You two always getting along. I'm Brian, the idiot that called the other day. Drives me out of... I'm not that kid that goes to some school.
No. Different Brian.
Off the radio station, we'll straight straighten that Dan O'Malley out.
Mm-hmm. I needed it too, man.
Get my 15 minutes of fame.
You're getting a lot more than that, Slick.
I'm Brian the Idiot that called. Hang on a second. Leron's about to blow me. I love it when they can see it.
And that is why you get a convertible.
Man, I sure miss when I'm on the road. I sure like seeing Dallas-Fort Worth.
Do you?
Yeah. Without Leron, I won't make it home tonight. Been 6 days on the road.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
I could have a lot of women.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you just...
I just don't feel it's right.
Oh.
I get somebody to hold, but that ain't right.
You feel like it'd be unfaithful to Leron?
Yeah. We've been lovers for a long time. I'm Brian the Idiot. The call the other day drives me on it. Likes to get hit.
I'm surprised the dildo hasn't tried to call back.
No kidding.
Hey, I know what I'm talking about whenever I call it. Stop saying I drive a Miata. Stop talking about Leron. There ain't no Leron in my life.
Really?
Did you guys break up?
No, we didn't break up. There's no Leron.
So you broke up and now you're trying to pretend he never existed.
My personal relationship with other people is none of your damn business.
It is when you call me names. I think everything's fair. You're listening to me. It's fair that I get to listen to you a little bit.
Hey, guess what?
What?
I'm Brian. I'm the idiot that called the other day. I like anal.
Where do you like anal?
In the ass. Hey, guess what else I am?
What?
I'm not Jewish. I'm a Razorback.
It still kills me.
Well, I can bring out some Mokin David.
Are you Jewish?
I'm a Razorback.
Damn proud, too.
Somebody on line one says oral's okay in the Bible?
Yep. I'm trying to find it.
Yes, Joseph.
Hey, I do not know the exact coordinates, but in the Songs of Solomon, you can actually find that it describes how oral sex and even anal sex, everything is pretty much permitted, you know, other than, you know, things like BDSM is permitted, you know, with your wife. The thing is that so many people consider anal sex and oral sex, not sex, so it's okay to do it outside of marriage. That's basically what it says.
But the Bible says you can do it, but it has to be in marriage.
Right, correct.
Hmm.
Indeed.
Oh, well, I'm just thinking if Bill's going to have to get married to Leron. Or Brian.
Brian.
Brian. Sorry.
Yeah, you got to make it official. Y'all married? Yes, not a sin.
Well, we can't get married in Texas. I'm Brian the Idiot called the other day.
Yes, we know.
The Miata.
Mm-hmm.
My lover's Leron.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won't let us get married in Texas. I don't know where we're going to go. Where is it legal?
I think Vermont you could go.
I don't like that. I always hated that TV show with Bob Newhart in Vermont. I like the two guys that didn't talk.
Oh. I think you can do California.
I don't know. They seem flip-floppy on it.
Well, yeah, they are. They are pretty flip-floppy on that. They've gone back and forth a few times.
Well, what if I go get married to Leron in California and come back to Texas and then we have anal? Is it still a sin since it's not legal here?
Pretty sure it's still going to be a sin here.
Well,
I mean, not a sin, but actually illegal.
Oh, it's illegal too?
Yeah, Texas has sodomy laws. But there was a gay couple.
I thought that just meant you couldn't. Hang on, give me a second.
Mm-mm.
You know those things that you plug into the wall and then you melt stuff together when you put in electronics?
Soldering?
Yeah, I thought that's what they meant.
Man, I was digging.
Woo, man. That's a big shovel.
Sorry, we can bury that.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Straight up 4 o'clock. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coyes and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Kroger. Let's start off in Dallas. Eastbound 635 right at Greenville Avenue. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from the high 5. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35 right at Danieldale. Got an accident there. This one is also in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Wintergreen Road. It's moving to Farmers Branch, northbound I-35 right at Dalwood Parkway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Walnut Hill. In McKinney, southbound 75 right at El Dorado. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Wilmoth Road. And finally in Fort Worth, eastbound Loop 820 right at 35W, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Saginaw Main Street. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear skies tonight, a little chilly with a low of 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 69. Right now, 72, the 97.1 The Eagle.
My bitch better have my money.
K-E-G-L, The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
So,
bitch better have my money. 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 Bitch better have my money.
Digga, digga, digga.
Huh?
Dude,
what?
I said digga.
Oh.
Hang on, one more.
Well, it's not a country bumper. Don asked if I could back off. Somebody pulled up our wiki page, and it lists the Eagle, the format.
Mm-hmm.
Either for our show or the station in general, the format is rock, talk, country, and I think hip-hop.
Oh, boy. Let me pull up your page here and see. Russell McMartin, American Honor Personality, biography, charity work, interests, The Russ Martin Show. Mm-hmm. There's an updated cast.
Okay.
Cast member, Russ Martin, host, executive producer, boss, under role.
Uh-huh.
Then for me, cast member, Dan O'Malley, role, news director, Chloe Rayborn, producer. For Alfie Coy, parentheses, a.k.a. AC Cool Breeze. Under role, Black Thunder pilot, traffic associate producer, cast member Kinsey Chapman, a.k.a. Special K. Role, video stream director, show pet.
Did you pick Chapman?
Well, I mean, sort of.
She did say that on Tuesday.
We said that
on the air?
Day.
Yeah.
You cried?
I didn't cry.
Yeah, you did. No, you didn't.
You pick whatever name you want. And just it provides, you know, some mild firewall between you and the nuts.
Would you need that?
Yeah, I'll come up with one.
Because you're gullible.
I always used my first name and my middle name, but y'all advised me to do different.
Yeah. I think you're fine doing the. My two favorite suggestions were Martin or Chapman.
Not Special K.
No, that's just.
Is that something you want to go to appearances?
Special K?
Why say that?
Absolutely not.
I have reservations here. Three Forks for Special K.
Yeah.
The cereal?
Plus, that's one of those that you know that they're radio jocks that actually use that as their actual name because they think it's cool or adorable.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that.
Why don't you go with that syndrome we were talking about you having the other day? Call yourself Kinsey Down.
Kinsey Down? That's offensive.
How?
Because I don't really have it.
Well, you said you were down. I said it's a syndrome.
not that kind of down.
Well, I don't know how you're spelling it in your head.
They're spelled the same way.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
I thought I had an E on it.
Uh-uh.
I don't think so.
Gotcha.
Well, I must check.
Now I'm scared.
Yeah, it doesn't show an E. I don't know what I'm thinking of. Doesn't matter, I'm still wrong. I hate that.
Other cast members, Dr. Scott Thornton, his role, show shrink. And Everett Newton, he made the cast list. His role, show attorney, parentheses, during normal business hours, no exceptions.
Still talk about my arrest on there?
Yeah, that's on there. Under the label controversy.
What website is this?
Wikipedia.
Oh.
Does it say I was eventually exonerated?
Required record after. I don't see the anything that says exonerated, but.
Oh, the charges have dropped.
Yeah.
Afi just sent me a link. Afi, what made you pick this website? The Sex in Christ.
That's just what came up on Google.
See, that's the problem, is it? Since you could put anything on the web, you don't know if these people are theologians.
No.
They know anything about the Bible.
Some of them could just be hobbyists.
But there's a complete section on the Sex in Christ website. Sexuality according to the Word of God.
As written by man.
Oral sex in accordance with God's will.
Ooh.
The good news about oral sex. Like anal sex, oral sex is a subject of much confusion and disagreement among the faithful. There are those that say oral sex is unnatural because God did not intend our mouths to be used in such a manner.
Mm-hmm.
Others associate oral genital contact with the sexual depravities of Sodom and Gomorrah. As you will see in the scripture, neither one of these views is supported. Not only that, but oral sex has benefits that are particular importance to Christians. It allows the natural prevention of unwanted pregnancy and is an alternative to premarital intercourse.
Yeah, I read a different website that called all that crap. So all that don't matter. Because you know why? Because even within that same faith, you can say, someone's going to say, no, the oral sex is bad because you're using it as an end around for premarital sex because you're not calling it sex.
Well, we're not. Well, first of all, we'd like to bet on who's going to orgasm first.
Okay.
So we have paramutual sex.
Ooh, all right. Kind of like at the racetrack?
Yeah. But you can still be married and still bet on who. Slobs first.
Call that an exacta.
Two in a pink one. That's a trifecta.
Yeah, it is. Can't wait to show you the quinella.
There's nothing in the Bible that forbids engaging in acts of oral genital contact. Oral sex has been wrongly grouped in with sodomy and the sexual sins of Sodom and Gomorrah. As we have seen with anal sex, this argument does not hold water. Because the sins of the Sodomites were specifically homosexual and or non-consensual in nature. There's no way this could be extrapolated to argue against a heterosexual act of oral sex for mutual pleasure. On the other hand, the Bible does contain some favorable references to oral sex, some in poetic language and some more explicit.
There's also, if I remember correctly, a portion of the Bible where God said, if you spill seed that is not for the sole purpose of making babies, then you're wrong and it's a sin.
That's why they need to swallow it.
Whatever.
See how that works? That right there is how you call it. You tee it up.
If you don't swallow it, I'm going to hell.
That is not going to work. Come on, no.
I didn't write the Bible.
Yeah.
I just live my life by it.
No.
The necessity of swallowing.
First letter from Paul.
Onan, I think that's right, knew that the seed should not be his, and it came to pass when he went in unto his brother's wife that he spilled it on the ground, lest that he should give the seed to his brother. Okay, I don't really know what that means, but that sounds nasty.
hey, bro, you want some of this?
Hey, I don't want to go to hell.
Yeah.
Could you lick that up?
I'll do it for you.
The benefits of swallowing.
Seriously, on that website?
Mm-hmm.
Keeping in mind that...
You know what? It does say that. Aside from swallowing...
Yeah, well.
As a measure to prevent the waste and spillage of the seed,
mm-hmm.
It can have spiritual benefits.
What?
You are full of it.
As we will see, although the Old Testament makes reference to the bitterness of man juice.
Yep.
The New Testament casts the act of consuming that stuff
mm-hmm.
in a much more affirming light.
Of course it does.
As in the following passage where Jesus speaks to the women about
Samaria,
about the gift of, air quotes, living water.
Ooh. Mm. That could also be construed to be whiskey. I'm just saying.
Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God, and who is it that it is saying to you? If you knew the gift of God, and who is it that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you, air quotes, living water.
This website said crap. This website sounds like you actually wrote it, and you're like, you pulled out passages in the Bible and said, see, they're talking about spoon.
Yes.
Well, it gives references.
Well, exactly. But it's
completely. This is out of the New Testament somewhere. It's, I don't know. It's a book of semen, something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but it's still.
It's John 4:10-16.
Yeah, but I don't think that's necessarily how John intended it. But that's why you have people that will then analyze it and say, ah, this here is what John's talking about.
Well, the woman says back to Jesus. Say what? Sir, give me this water so that I may be never be thirsty or to have to keep coming here to draw water. Sorry about the well.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said to her, go, call your husband and come back.
Wow, that's clear as day.
Living water in this context refers to...
Okay.
Which literally is the liquid of life.
No, shut up.
As Christ indicates, drinking the living water mm-mm. provides a spiritual replenishment for the soul.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh.
Well, when the woman asks Jesus where she can get this water,
uh-huh.
he tells her to fetch her husband.
Yeah.
Clearly with the intention of instructing her on how to...
perform.
Yeah.
How to execute. So maybe this is one
how
of those.
How to inflate him.
Ooh.
Which is close.
Yeah, that's true.
Inflatio.
Ah.
That's where you blow them something up.
There you go.
Wow.
That's pretty phenomenal. I guess that's one of the less talked about situations in the Bible. One of the other miracles that no one ever mentions when Jesus taught women how to.
In summary, we could say that the scripture supports and even encourages the act of oral sex between loving heterosexual partners. Moreover, the Bible specifically encourages infellatio.
Sure it does. Okay.
To completion.
This sounds to me like this is something that a seminary student is using at Bible camp to try to get another student to sleep with him. No, baby, no. Bible says it's good. We can do this. Look. And then all the way back into Revelations 6:9. And God said, it won't sucketh itself.
Man, this has got a bunch of different sections. Anal sex and God's will. Threesomes within a Christian marriage. Masturbation, God's great gift to us.
Okay.
Bondage in Christ, BDSM in a Christian marriage.
That's a little awkward considering our Savior was nailed to a cross.
Maybe it's accepted.
See, open to interpretation, you could say then that that's okay. You can do the super S&M stuff because Jesus was obviously into it.
Oh, I got to click on this one. This segment, fisting and God's will.
Shut up. Let me see that.
That's there. Wow.
It's right there on the headline. Wow. Okay, yeah, what's it say about fisting?
The fist of might.
Okay, did you write this?
The fist of Jesus.
You see me reading it off the internet.
Yeah, but did you create the website? That's really easy to do these days.
Yeah, but no, he doesn't have that kind of time to write all this crap out and research it and look up Bible verses.
Wow.
Plus, I would have done a better job.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Top would have just said, Jesus said, suck it.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Suck it. But in a letter that I wrote to the Corinthians that I got from Chloe, it says, suck it or go home. Over and over in the scriptures, the hand and fist of God are described as a symbol of his awesome power and the means through which this power manifests. Oh, God, God, our ancestors, are you not God in heaven above and ruler of all kingdoms below? You hold all power and might in your fist. So are they saying, I'm guessing fisting is, and with all these other categories,
yeah,
that we're talking about the...
Yeah, puppeteering.
I guess they're playing it off as this is the way I say praise God is,
yeah,
stick my fist up your butt.
That's actually kind of the way I'm taking how they're spinning it. It's God shows his power, you know, with his fist, and this is another way for you to connect to God is to fist someone you care about.
Fisting as an act of faith.
That's what I just said.
Before attempting fisting,
pray.
A Christian husband and wife should pray. Yep. Should pray together and ask for divine guidance.
And lots of lube.
I don't know how much guidance you need.
It goes here.
Yeah. Right there.
Right there? Hang on. Let's
and
ask
if you
for
don't
God.
Use any lube, then you got to roundhouse them. Otherwise, it's not going in.
No, they're going to fight back.
They got to give it one of those baseball windups.
Mm-hmm. One of the old-fashioned ones.
The husband should ask that God guide his hand and work through him. And for the skill and patience to fist correctly and maximize pleasure.
This is the best, worst website ever.
The wife should pray for openness.
Hang on.
And also readiness to receive God's love and grace in the form of her husband's hand.
Wow.
What?
I wrote this down just to see if they mention anywhere in there so I can show proof that I wonder if they will go this route. Like the wife must pray for openness. Similar to Moses asking God to part the Red Sea, you too must ask God to part your wife.
Well, let's see what it says. Both should treat the act of fisting as a divine spiritual mystery to be entered into with the reverence and awe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's lots of awe.
What do you think, honey? Tonight? I'll make your ass look like Baghdad.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to put that stuff on CNN.
Role reversals. That's not...
Oh, man.
I sure would like to know who owns this website.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a hard-up preacher kid.
Well, I mean, you can check sexinchrist.com on who is.
Oh, yeah.
It'll show you who owns the website.
Oh, man.
But the main page, main index, when you hit home page, it's the first thing, anal sex in accordance with God's will.
That's really one of those things where...
Isn't anal sex dirty? I'm reading the sub...
Oh.
The subparts.
It's sort of like an FAQ on the website?
Yeah, sort of. I thought the Bible said...
Brian, I called the other day. I'm the idiot Miata.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you and Leron.
Yeah.
All right. You found a website?
I'm reading the same one that Russ is reading.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
I thought the Bible said anal sex was a sin.
Well, this is a common misconception. Doing it in a Bobo is confusing to many Christians because of the attention paid to the Bible's condemnation of homosexual acts. However, it's important to realize that these often quoted scriptures refer only to sexual acts between two men. Nowhere in the Bible does it forbid Bobo sex between a male and a female.
Hang on. Bad news, Leron.
Sorry. Hang
on. Wait a minute. Where's the dress?
And he goes on and asks other questions. Isn't it dirty?
Well, yeah, if she hadn't wiped.
Oh, my God.
It's not necessarily that. You never know if there's something
lurking.
Yeah.
Something beyond.
Because sometimes there could be something lurking, but you don't have to go.
Yeah. It's just.
I touched one time. It was no fun.
Oh, man.
Just the very tip of it. Of a chick's.
Oh.
And I jumped up out of the bed screaming.
I touched you!
I touched you.
I knew exactly what it was as soon as that pointy, I went,
I touched you!
It's amazing that you automatically knew.
Well, what else is going to be up there?
Who knows? Oh. Man, she might have been into some other stuff that you weren't aware of.
What did she say?
She goes, what do you mean? I went, where my finger was.
I touched duty. I got to go.
That's the most disgusting.
And you were forever unclean. Definitely unclean. As far as the Bible is concerned.
Pointy.
Mm-hmm. You touch a torpedo.
Oh, my God.
That's the nastiest thing I think I've ever touched. I would rather pick it up off the ground from a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Than touch one in the oven.
What about?
Okay.
What if one is dangling from your dog? Maybe it ate something like stringy, and you have to help.
If I have to help, I'll do it.
Okay. Before you reach in and touch a bun.
I don't like touching the Marvel Creamery thing. What's with the dog if they can't get it out? I'll go get a bread wrapper or something.
Yeah, and help them.
Grab a hold of it.
Put your foot on it. All right, run.
Okay, I'm going to tie this rope around the turd. I'm going to tie the other end of the rope to this door.
On the count of three.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Did it come out? What's the face? Well, we'll try her again.
Oh, man.
Because I've been there, partner, where it's stuck half in, half out, and you don't know. Am I going to die? And it's painful, and you don't know. Do I need to grab it? Do I need to cut it off?
Oof.
Maybe I can suck it back. You can't even do that. It just stuck right there in the middle. You've had that? And it and it hurts.
Yeah, because it's point of no return, so it can't be brought back in. It's hanging. It's just.
I would think you'd somehow be able to just pull it back in because the duty ain't out. The genie ain't all the way out the ash yet.
Yeah, but I think at that point, because you're at maximum expenditure.
Yeah, you're stretched out as wide as it can go, and there ain't no lube. Because new things to lube up where you gonna poop?
No, you never think of that. Not until it's too late anyway.
And there's no amount of rocking that gets it out.
Alfie says line 3.
Yeah, Shelly.
Oh my God, you have to stop. I cannot drive. I have to pee. I am cracking up. I listen to you guys every day, but today, oh my gosh, I guess because it's Friday, hey. Y'all are cracking me up.
It's also Good Friday, so it's extra sacrilegious.
Why?
It is extra sacrilegious, yes. And I've also had to do the dog thing. My dog actually ate a shoestring once.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiweenie. Yeah, and it was about as long as the Chiweenie. The dog didn't do it again. He never got in the trash after that. That was enough for him.
You should save that for the next kid's birthday party.
Hey, watch this. Hey, watch this, guys.
Look. It's the never-ending string out of the Chiweenie.
Why
didn't you pee before you left work?
Oh, my gosh. I did pee before I left work, but I've been on a I-need-to-drink-more-water kick.
Uh-huh.
So I had, like, 4 32-ounces today.
Ooh. Wow.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, you're still packing.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
You're going to be going all night.
I am, yes.
Do you think you might piss in the car?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I do have to go really badly. I do, but you're not going to make me pull a tear. I'll tell you that.
How did you remember that chick's name?
Oh, God.
I just do. And I started not to mention it because I said he's going to try and make me do a tear.
Wow.
All right. What would you like us to stay away from so you don't pee in the car?
Oh, gosh, when you said, I jumped up out of the bed, and I was like, that's great. Please, all I can see is exactly that, you jumping up. I have a really funny story, but I probably can't tell it.
Yeah, good, because I didn't really want to hear it. Give me a second, I'm looking for it.
Oh, okay. When you thinking of you jumping up out of the bed saying, I took duty, I can't help but think of Spalding in Caddyshack when he's swimming up on the turd in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
with his mask and snorkel.
It's about the same noise.
Yeah, duty! Swim the other way.
Except I threw a Doc Brown scream in front of it. Let me take this before we do traffic. Hello, Tara.
I'm not very happy with you right now, boss man.
Did you pee in your car?
I did.
Yes. Stay thirsty, my friends. 6:31, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy's and Eagles Black Thunder.
Sorry, give me a second. Okay, hold on.
Why the hell would you call up a radio station and go, I did. Did it.
She is an honest woman, apparently.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for her, the name Tara now is associated with pee in your pants.
Yeah, pee pants Tara.
Pulling a Tara.
Yeah. Sucks for my wife.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't know if this is when she called the first time. No, that's... Have we decided that doesn't work on women, the noise? Does it have to make you go, Kenzie?
Kind of.
What was that chick's name that just called?
Shelly.
Shelly. That feel good right now, Shelly?
Ooh, yeah.
Just think about the pain. You have to lean forward just to keep it in. Just relax.
No more stinging.
No urgency. This chick had some big fins.
Creepy.
Why?
I don't know, it just sounds creepy.
There are guys that go to jail trying to get that close.
To what?
That.
What?
Women bathroom.
Oh, watching it? Mm. It's magical. You get down there and you look and then the flap comes open.
Oh.
And then her liquid is hitting your thingy, then you start to liquid.
Ugh.
It looks like a out front of a someplace in Vegas.
Bellagio.
Okay then. I want to hear it ping out her car one more time. Let me take this before we do traffic. Hello, Tara.
I'm not very happy with you right now, boss man.
Did you pee in your car?
I did.
Yes. Stay thirsty, my friends. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:38. Another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. Traffic sucks everywhere right now. Here's the very worst of it. We're going to start off in Dallas. Eastbound 635 right at Skillman. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic's backed up back from Forest. Also in Dallas, eastbound on the Bush right at Midway. Got an accident there that has traffic backed up back from I-35. Let's move into McKinney, southbound 75, right at El Dorado Parkway. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic's backed up back from Wilmoth Road. In Louisville, northbound I-35, just before Fox Avenue, got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Corporate Drive. And finally, in Arlington, westbound I-20, right at Collins Street, got an accident there. It's blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from Mountain Creek Parkway. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Bank of Texas. Clear skies and 48 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 69. Right now, 72. With 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle. The Russ Martin Show, only on The Eagle.
It's funny, this last break, everybody left the room to go piss.
Yeah.
I was the only one in here, and it's like, well, I gotta go.
We all came back.
Well, I had to go then, you know?
You should have said something.
Everybody just gets up and walks out. That's just me and Chloe, and he goes, I'm going to piss.
Yeah, at that point, it's a race. He's got to be first.
Speaking of which, the woman on line 3 would like to talk to you.
Yes, Chris?
Dude, I really want somebody in that studio to punch you right now.
Why come?
I am 6 months pregnant, and I have bronchitis. When I laugh, I cough. When I cough hard enough, I piss myself, whether I need to or not.
Why don't you listen to something that's a little more serene?
Because then I'd fall asleep.
Well, lady, I can't give it to you both ways. I don't know what. First of all, I don't know what's going to make you laugh. To me, some of this stuff isn't funny. I didn't get you pregnant. I didn't give you bronchitis, and nobody told you to piss in your own pants.
No, but you are the only person I know of who purposely tries to get women to pee in the car.
That is true. You do that.
Yeah. Have you peed today yet?
I accidentally peed twice earlier today, but not because of you yet.
Oh.
Yet.
Hmm.
But she knows it's coming.
What are you having?
Girl.
Pick out a name yet?
Yeah.
What do you call her?
White.
You can call her White?
No, sorry, I thought you said what color.
That was funny that there was a pause in there that you weren't really sure.
Yeah, it's like, ooh.
Damn it, man.
Why don't you call her Penelope.
We're calling her Elizabeth.
I call her Penelope.
Yeah.
Or Piss Stop.
Oh, my God. Mama's little water wiggle.
Mm-hmm. Urethra.
Dude, my husband actually worked for the Bureau of Vital Statistics for a couple of years. You would not believe some of the names some of these kids have. He actually saw a birth certificate for one kid named Merconium.
Named what?
Merconium.
I don't even know what that is.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's a child.
That's the black tarry stuff that is the child's first doo-doo.
The black tarry.
Baby's first poo-poo.
Oh. Okay. Well, haven't you been disgusting?
Bitch.
Why would you name your kid that?
I almost just vomited.
So the name of her...
What'd she say the name was?
Merconium.
Merconium?
Yep.
And Merconium's baby's first duty?
Yep.
Why not just call it D'Artagnan? The baby.
Sorry, but that's actually a pretty solid name.
D'Artagnan?
Mm-hmm. It sounds fancy and strong.
Why is the first baby's poo different than all the rest?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, I'm actually kind of curious.
Does everyone else really want to know?
Yeah. I can guess, because now the baby's diet has changed.
And it's the first one outside the womb, so God knows what it's full of.
It's full of stuff that the baby ingests while it's in the womb. So, like, amniotic fluid, epithelial cells.
Nice.
Snot.
Oh, man, that's where the flavor lives.
Does it smell?
I don't think they said they don't smell until, I don't know.
Meconium is actually pretty much odorless, according to Wiki.
Oh. Yeah, but when they get older, man, those poos get violent. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine what Everett's Merconium was?
It's probably the only time his didn't smell. Mm-hmm. Every time after that is made up for it.
Yeah, well, Everett had part of his ileum removed, and that's why his poo, it's like it's
running.
It's like taking the muffler off of a car. Mm-hmm. He's just, it's running straight off the pipes.
When did he have that done?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was like that all along.
No. It, a problem with his ileum, had part of it removed, I think, as a young adult.
Yeah, he went through his own change.
Mm-hmm. He said the first time he went to take a squat, he said he didn't recognize his smell.
Said he almost made himself sick. Because it's like when it's your smell, you're okay with it.
Yeah.
You walk in the middle of somebody else's cloud, and you're
okay. Ugh.
Yeah, so Everett had to be reacclimated to his stench.
Ugh.
Not to mention a whole new style of going. Because when he goes, it's not normal. Everything just comes out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's not like a regular movement for the rest of us where it's like one after another kind of thing. No, with Everett, it just sounds like... You ever see a groceries when the bag is ripped?
Yes.
That's how Everett poos.
You're kidding me.
Dan described it as like an airplane and the bomb bay door is just open.
Like in World War II, and it's like 1,000 bombs come out of the belly of the plane. All at once.
Like all at once and fast? Like just.
Yeah. It was splashdown after splashdown, all at varying times.
Every single time?
It only happened to me once.
Well, he doesn't sit in there every Friday waiting for Everett to go to the bathroom.
No, I mean, does this happen every single time Everett goes to the bathroom?
We don't know. We just know Dan's one personal experience with... Everett and his ass, the Enola Gay.
Oh, my God. And to Everett's credit, he gave me the heads up. He said, you may want to hurry up. And I said, what? He's like, I got to go. I was like, oh, okay. Because I had heard stories, but didn't really know. I knew he'd have the occasional bad gas. And then when he made it into the bathroom and then things started moving, I almost threw up. I couldn't get out of the bathroom fast enough.
Luckily, I've never experienced it.
You need to.
No?
Yeah, you should.
No.
Mm-hmm.
The benefit is what? Why would that be on my bucket list?
It shouldn't be on your bucket list, but you and I will definitely have a severe bond. It's like, I know they talk about, you know, the bonds of war.
Can't we just have the bond like, is the idiot called in his Miata?
Brian.
Yeah, why can't we have the
Hang on.
Why can't we have the bond like Brian and Leron?
Because that's sexual in nature, and that I don't think interests either one of us. I think it's better if you just experience the Everett poo.
No.
It'd be much quicker.
I'd rather just buy Miata. I don't want to smell Everett's stuff.
Ain't nothing wrong with driving a Miata. Sometimes I like to set on the gear shift while Leron drives.
Well, isn't that hot?
Mm-hmm. I have to. Ooh. I hate it when he double clutches it, though. One time he grabbed, he was hanging onto my ass, hitting on it with a car antenna.
I think that's a compliment, Brian.
Well, that's what he said it was. He goes, I like a man with a big butt. You know, one you can hang on to and hit with a car antenna.
That's Leron.
Yeah, so really, Brian, you and Leron really have a special relationship, and it shows.
After church on Sundays, we all meet all the other Miata owners at Rivershawn Park. And we talk about how it's okay in the Bible to have anal.
Oh, yeah.
So we have it in the park.
Right there on the baseball field.
Oh, is that what that's for?
Ironically enough, it was on the pitcher's mound.
Oh. I just said that what we thought was home plate, and they would slide on in. By the way, the trunk of my Miata is see-through.
Why is that?
Because people, Leron likes people to see when he's giving me trunk job.
Okay.
I'm Brian the idiot that called the other day.
Oh, that's right. In the
that said you're a kiss-up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you said something wise, and I said, that's good.
Sometimes Leron and I play this game where he shoots in my eyes, and I drive until I can't see no more.
Man.
Sometimes when we know we're about to do the money shot, we jump out of the car real quick, open up the hood, and shoot it into the reservoir tank for the window washer. We like to keep our stuff. Otherwise, if you don't keep it, spilling the seed is against God.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So we just save it under the hood.
Okay.
It don't help on rainy days.
Probably just makes things worse.
It's like driving through a pudding storm.
Yeah. There are some things Raynex just can't fight through.
Is that the pregnant chick again?
No, that is the first chick.
Oh. Shelly? Shelly? What does she want?
She's furious at you for trying to make that pregnant woman pee, and she says that if you continue to try and make women pee, she will try and call up and make you vomit.
How?
We're talking about baby poop and stuff like that.
Not going to help. Maybe dry heave, but I haven't eaten anything today. I got up, I had coffee. Bill Nelson from Your Home Free was coming by with the contractor, so I just wanted to get out of the house. So I've had a couple of protein drinks.
Okay, well, that's something.
I think I got dysentery. What is that, by the way?
It's like it's a severe diarrhea.
Oh, I don't have that.
Okay. What do you have then?
I don't know. I feel really bloated, and my stomach is like sticking out like I'm pregnant.
You need Gas-X chewables. They fix it in like 10 minutes.
If you're bloated?
Yeah.
I think the problem is, you know, I'm doing the soup diet thing only because I'll eat on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm taking in too much sodium, and I'm not flushing it out.
Yeah, we know that.
And I'm also, I haven't been to the gym, so I'm not sweating it out.
Yeah.
Just drink a bunch of water. Drink until your pee turns clear almost.
Well, you could drink too much and get sick.
You could drink too much, but if you drink until your pee's clear, you should be cool.
All right.
Water.
I didn't say that.
Not vodka.
It looks.
It looks like water, but it ain't water, and you know it.
Would you like me to bring you a water?
No, because he's not going to drink it.
Oh, well, if it's some of that sparkling water.
It is some of that sparkling water.
Okay.
Is it the sparkling deadly bottled
it's
water?
It's the explodey water, yeah.
Yeah. I would like to have some Topo Gigio.
I'll bring you some.
I'm not kidding. Those bottles scare me now.
Take two of these.
What are they?
It's a Gas X.
Well, I don't got a poot.
I know. It's not just for gas. Just trust me. I promise it'll make your stomach feel 10 times better.
It says anti-gas.
But it doesn't just help with gas. It helps with bloating as well.
Which is
like
gas.
Cramping and, yeah.
Well, I have cramps.
Yeah. Yeah, she's right. Take a couple. Ain't
going
to hurt.
Take two. And if it still hurts, take a third one, but start with two.
Yeah, because not everyone realizes, like, if you say you've got gas, it doesn't just mean that you're farting a lot.
Right.
Sometimes it means you've got Russ's problem.
Yes, exactly. And they have fixed every single stomach problem I've ever had.
Okay. That's tasty.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Gas. You know, Chloe was attacked by a bottle of sparkling water.
Okay, I saw pictures, and I could not figure out what on earth happened, and I looked at your leg earlier, and I didn't see a bandage.
You already take it off?
I just got a large Band-Aid on.
Oh.
Even Kelvin, from the security downstairs.
He's cute.
He popped up.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking in the parking garage, and he come up behind me, and he's like, dude, are you okay? You okay?
How did he know?
He listens.
He does?
Yes, he does.
I didn't know that. I swear I didn't think he knew of what I did up here. I just one day he's always very kind. He makes regular rounds around the parking lot.
Yep.
He's
a big dude.
Yeah, he looks like the sidekick on the Arrow. The
mm-hmm.
big black guy looks like the mayor from Blue Bloods,
yep.
which is the same actor. And I was called a boss. Finally, I walked over and went, you know what? I'm just a rude ass. My name is Russ. He goes, my name's Kelvin. I went, like the temperature.
Yeah.
That's the way I remember it.
Yeah. I'm so hot, you got to read me in Kelvin. If that's not his pickup line, he is living this life completely wrong.
I meant to ask him if anybody says he looks like the actor that I referred to. I don't know the actor's name. But even Kelvin knew that you'd been attacked by that bottle of Topo Gigio.
Yeah.
What exactly happened?
It fell off Chloe's chair and exploded and shot like 2 or 3 feet in every direction.
In here?
At his desk.
So
and trust me,
trust me. Cut him?
You got the easy short story.
Yes.
Getting it out of Chloe was like getting the glass out of Chloe. I went, did you knock it off your desk? No. Well, how'd it fall off? Well, I had my bag. Did it just magically fall? No. And then somehow, Golden, not Richards. What is Golden's last name?
You want to say?
Well, she works here. You can find it on the website someplace.
Perry.
Well, she deserves credit. She works. She works her ass off.
Yes, she does.
In fact, sometimes I leave at night. She parks just to the left of me.
Mm-hmm.
It may be 10, 11 o'clock at night. Her car is still here.
There was one night last week. I think it was last Friday. Came back to the station, pick up a car. It was like 11, 1130. She was getting in hers.
Yeah, Golden. Somebody called Golden and went, something exploded and cut Chloe's leg. And Golden, I came down with some bandages, and then Golden called HR. And Chloe had to fill out some paperwork. So then we brought one of the bottles of the, I forget the real name of the company. It sounds like Topo Gigio.
Right.
And we shot it with a BB gun. That bottle explodes. That really, we haven't tested like a Dr. Pepper bottle or a Coke bottle.
I guarantee you, those are not pressurized to that level. Because.
But they're both carbonated.
I know, but there's something different with that mineral water because. So the bottle was shot here, basically, Kinsey, kind of against this wall by the door of the studio.
Okay.
There was a shard of glass that ran the length of the bottle behind Chuck's keyboard in the corner.
You're kidding.
6 feet away.
That's part of the appeal of the mineral water is that
it's the explosion.
Well, the fizziness.
Hey, who wants to eat an RPG? You like grenades?
New from Topo Gigio. RPG mineral water.
You never know. Life is like a case of Topo Gigio. Do we have any more?
We have, I think, maybe three or four bottles left.
How bad was the cut?
Close that it was about a half inch wide. I don't know how deep it was, but what did the glass stick in?
You know what? I don't know, because I started freaking out. And
you may have shook it loose.
Yeah.
And also the plastic.
Was there a lot of blood?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, lots. There's like little drops of clove blood in that area between the two desks.
I wouldn't step on that if I were you. Something genetically may happen bad.
Yeah.
Kenzie, if I were you, I'd step on it.
Thanks.
It may cancel out.
Hey. Oh my God.
Look at that. I'm intelligent.
Mm.
I get jokes now.
I like your blood, Chloe.
Okay.
Wait.
Yeah.
Mm. We can blow another one up if you want. If you want to see.
I really do.
Because Dan tested one. We shot one with a BB gun, and Dan just dropped one at about, I'd say about 3 feet off the ground.
Yeah, I'm not doing that again.
Sideways. And right in the center of that wall. That wall is probably about, what would you say, 12 feet?
Yeah.
We'll say 15. There was glass that was up against both sides of the wall when it exploded.
This is very, very scary.
Oh, we called the Frankels.
Like, what if a kid picked one up, a little kid, and accidentally dropped it outside or something?
You would call the Frankels.
Mm-hmm.
Could really hurt him.
We called the Frankels.
What'd you say?
We said Chloe got hurt at work. Of course, who did I talk to? Mark?
Yes.
Mark Frankels. Okay, well, what happened? Well, Chloe knocked a bottle off his desk and it exploded. All right, so Chloe hurt himself. Chloe wants to sue himself?
That's the problem with the Frankels. They're too damn good.
Like, okay, if we take that one, we're not going to take that one on contingency. Because we know he's going to lose. So what about the manufacturer of the beverage? I've never dropped a Dr. Pepper bottle and had it explode to that extent.
No. I've never dropped any bottle and felt the need to run for cover.
So we don't know if Chloe's going to get any money or not.
I think he should.
Well, he didn't play it like I told him. Said anytime anything happens, if you're in a car wreck, you get rear-ended, you stay in the car and you just moan, screaming,
"Oh, my legs!"
Even if it was a 2-mile-an-hour collision.
My legs! I can't feel my legs! Show me the money! I got the money!
Yeah, I've been on the other end of that.
Well...
I
don't know. I don't know what to tell you if you're ramming people.
Well, I didn't ram anybody.
Sounds like it. The way you drive sounds like you're driving in a Mad Max world.
No, I got hit. That's a long time ago.
You got rear-ended?
Yeah, like 2 miles an hour. My car wasn't even damaged.
That didn't make any difference. You still lay there in the car.
Or you, yeah.
They did, not me.
Why did they stay in the car? They ran into you.
They acted like they were hurt.
Well, who cares? They ran into you.
I know. That's why I was
Well, let me laughing. Ask this. Were you backing down the street?
No. No.
I'm sorry. You have to ask.
Yeah, you're right. She's
you
probably,
know, Mark Frankel would ask.
Yeah. Yeah, with Kenzie, she might be going backwards on 360.
No, I was turning. Going forward.
Into oncoming traffic.
On the right side of the road.
And what do they do? They try and pass you on the wrong side?
No, it was like I was turning, and then all these cars were going. I was yielding, and I barely, like, gassed it to go, and
there's
a car in front of me slammed the brakes on. I slammed the brakes.
Okay, got it. So you got hit from behind.
Yes.
Well, then now you know the rule. Lay in your car, and regardless.
Oh, my legs! I can't feel my legs! Oh, I don't know how much money it's going to take to make my legs feel again. Mm-hmm. Oh, Mark Frankel, where are you? I know somebody needs to get butt Frankel.
Or even take it a step further, open the car door and slink out of it, like fall out the car, and just drag yourself around the pavement with your arms, with your legs just limp behind you, saying all that same stuff.
I think you stay in the car, pass out.
Okay.
Or you scream for a while, then you pass out. Then they have to take you out on the backboard. Yeah. Or some idiot may try and save you, pull you out of the car, and then you get to sue them for any type of back or soft tissue injuries. I've been in spots for the Frankels for too long.
Yeah.
But when we were pulling stunts on other stations, I've seen Chloe and Rob. But if anybody ever grabs you to throw you out, you immediately just fall to the ground and start screaming. Now they're guilty of assault.
Mm-hmm.
And with Rob, you know, he's got a couple of throwdown guns. He could go, would you hold this for me, please?
Yeah. That'd be scary.
Alfie, line one is what?
He's calling about the same company of Topo, water that we had.
Topo Gigio?
Yes.
Okay. Is this my Sal from Town East Collision?
No, it's a different Sal.
Oh. Has Sal started painting the police car yet?
I do not know. I can check on it for you.
Whatever. I'm blowing money on everything else. Yes, Sal?
Yeah, I'm just calling about that certain drink. I'm not going to say the name, but I had the same similar situation to where it slipped out of my hand and it hit the ground and it just shattered and it cut me so bad to where I still have a long 2-inch scar on my calf because of it.
Was it already opened?
No, this one was closed.
Okay.
But there's so much pressure. I grew up drinking this stuff, you know.
You better switch to cans.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have it in cans. That's the bad thing. Now they're putting it in plastic bottles. They got them in plastic bottles now. You know, but back, you know, growing up in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, they've always had them in the bottles, and they're good. They're especially good for hangover remedies, you know, if you're
it means you're dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Did you sue anybody?
Nah, I didn't sue nobody. I figured they'd be like, well, it was my dumb ass for...
dropped it. There should be some expectation of safety if you drop a bottle. You want to start a class action suit with Chloe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt they'll consider mine because, man, it was years ago.
Cut it back open.
All right, well, I'll go over there and let you cut it back open and say, like, hey, it's a fresh cut.
I can try. I am Italian.
Yeah.
Now we'll be back to the...
We shoot people.
It's the app for your phone that started.
Do you hear me still talking?
Radio Music Festival.
iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Run your stupid spot.
It's the app for your phone that started it all. Never miss a moment, even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show, weekday mornings, 7 to 11 on Talk Radio 1190.
And now it's 7 o'clock. 1190 goes to 50,000 watts. Be here the whole show. 514, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by American Airlines. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, eastbound Loop 820, right at Blue Mountain Road. Got an accident there blocking the left shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from Saginaw Main Street in Southlake, westbound 114, just before Whitechapel Boulevard. I know. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Southlake Boulevard. In Arlington, westbound 20, right at New York Avenue. Got an accident blocking the left shoulder. Traffic's backed up back to Mount Creek Parkway. In Louisville now, northbound I-35, just before Fox Avenue. Got a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic there is now backed up back to Frankfurt Road. That's good. And in Dallas, eastbound on the Bush, right at Midway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from I-35. Listen to Cindy Skull next week at 8:25 in the morning for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Rolling Stones on June the 6th at Cowboys Stadium. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by DFW Audi. Clear skies tonight, 48 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 69. Right now, 73 and 97.1 to Eagle.
Hi, this is Russ Martin, and you know, in all my years of radio, I found that some of the most generous people in the world are the listeners of our show. And now,
after years of giving laughter from my heart to you. I'm asking for your help. It's not easy owning an absurdly large supermansion with four amazing dream cars. Even though it seems like it might be fun, it does take a toll on a person. Imagine the struggle you might feel waking up every morning and not knowing whether to go cruising for bitches in the General Lee or your Batmobile. It's a struggle I face every day. That's why I'm asking you to find it in your heart to donate to the Habitat for Russ Foundation. Your donation to HFR will help a DJ in need to find a new home. In return for a donation of $1,000 or more, you'll receive a genuine heartfelt thank you as a thank you gift. And I'll tell you, me saying thank you to a listener is a pretty big damn deal. For only $375 a month, you can help me maintain my meager 10,000 square foot domicile. That's right. For the mere price of a car payment, you too can help ease my plight. And you might be asking yourself, but Russ, why do you need money? Well, let's face it, I might be well off, but I'm not Dago rich. Do you have any idea how much it costs to replace a light bulb on a personal tennis court? That's outrageous. Ever had to replace a loose knob on a $6,000 Viking range? Do you know the turmoil, the insecurity, and the shame that I feel every night knowing that my wine cellar doesn't have a single bottle of wine in it? Imagine the strife of having to go to sleep every night, not knowing if there's a lost Aztec civilization living in your fourth or fifth guest bedroom. I have to live this nightmare every day of my life. That's why I need your help. Please support me and the Habitat for Russ Foundation. Please donate today. Won't you care for a millionaire?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is Hawkeye from New Country 96.3 KSCS. You know, my friend Russ Martin and the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth firefighters and police officers who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. And right now, they could use your help. To donate, go to RussMartin.com. Now.
I got an email from a chick, I think it was over the weekend. She goes, you know, there are times I'm listening to your show, and I forget that I'm listening to the radio. It's like, because we'll mention other stations, other jocks, other charities, whatever.
Right.
It's not like we're just limited to this show, this station.
Yeah, we don't pretend that we're the only thing in existence.
She goes, I feel like you guys are just in the car with me. I just sent back and went, I think you need to get checked.
Yeah, that could be a
sign.
Because
if you start, you know, turning your head left or right and going, hey, Russ, what? Oh, that's right.
Or if you turn around trying to find Alfie and ask what he's laughing at.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, you look in the back seat.
What are you laughing at?
Keep it down. I'm driving.
You know this is distracting. I took it as a compliment. I also thought it was odd. You know you can't ride in the HOV lane just because you think we're in the car with you.
As much as I would love to see a police officer's face when you try to tell him that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not by myself. I don't ride alone. I ride with the Russ Martin Show.
My car's full. I ride with Russ and Dan and Chloe, Kenzie and Alfie and sometimes Everett every other Friday. And Jesus. Car's full. If that ain't a carpool, I don't know what you're looking for.
Mm-mm.
By the way, I just passed a guy in a Miata named Brian getting blown. He looked like an idiot.
One could only assume it's the same guy.
I wish I really knew what that guy drove. We could terrorize him forever. Did he ever say, Alfie?
No, he did not.
I wasn't really part of the conversation. He just called to say Dan's a kiss ass, a yes man. He always agrees with you. Well, maybe most of the time I'm right, unless I'm quoting from something I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about the Bible. I know it's about that thick. I know the girdle people like to put it in hotel rooms.
Gideon's?
Giddy up.
Hyosilver. You know the Like, kind of like music. You know the hits. You know the hits of the Bible.
I don't get why the Bible necessarily... couldn't have just been the Ten Commandments. All right, here are the rules. The big ones.
Yeah.
And you can extrapolate whatever you want to, because that's what people do with the Bible anyway.
Right.
They extrapolate different parts. Just give me the Ten Commandments, and you can figure out pretty easily what this means. Sunday, Sabbath, my day,
yeah.
God, you spend that talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean I'm going to listen, but you're going to talk.
Yeah.
Coveting, neighbor's wife. Well,
that's bad.
I screw chicks outside my development, so I got that one beat.
Still think that's...
Well, not everybody is your neighbor. Who am I, Fred Rogers?
Everybody is your neighbor. If you are on this planet, they are a neighbor. That's how God sees it. That's how the commandments see it.
What is it, Kenzie?
He got you there.
Who?
Dan.
Well, actually, again, it's all open to interpretation.
Yeah, and technically...
Do not covet thy neighbor's wife. Well, to me, a neighbor is somebody who lives next door.
Yes, but it does mean in general.
In general, somebody who lives next door is your neighbor, which is why I only screw married women outside of my development.
It's saying, in general, everybody...
Well, why shouldn't they just say, encounter. Don't screw another man's wife?
That I don't know.
Don't lust after something that ain't yours.
They didn't say that.
I know.
They said, don't covet another man's wife.
Yeah. See, Kenzie, this is one of those moments where...
Or a neighbor's wife.
Technically, Russ has a valid argument, but I can't give in to that because then it'd be boring. That's where I say, no. When God says neighbor, he means... All of humankind is your neighbor, as is all of humankind is your brother and your sister.
Well, which is it? Am I related to everybody, or is everybody my neighbor?
But see, there's a perfect lesson to be had. When God talks about your brothers and sisters, he doesn't mean your literal brothers and sisters. He means just, you know, just your bros and your sisters.
Well, I think he does mean literally.
No.
If he's our father, well, all of us, we're all brothers and sisters.
Right, but
so that
he
is
says it
literally.
Yeah, but no, it's not, because that means they had to come
same
from the same womb.
That's why, you know, I don't get it when chicks go, I don't know who my baby daddy is. God is.
Yeah, or he's not going to give
or
you.
Or the pawpaw.
Yeah, God ain't going to give you child support. You may pray all you want.
Well, let me get this straight. I'm God Almighty, and you called me into family court because you don't know how you got pregnant?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, that's right. Had to be you. Just because I had the second Messiah doesn't mean you get to go away scot-free.
I did it one time with Mary.
Magdalene?
Yeah.
Priscilla what?
No, presumably.
Oh.
No Priscilla.
Hang on, I got to ask something off here really quick.
Oh, boy. I got it.
Okay. And then?
At one time, as God, I accidentally got Marley Matlin pregnant because I got the wrong name. And then I get a really nasty voicemail from her.
What'd it sound like?
What did you do with my name?
Kenzie, don't make that face. She didn't hear it.
Is she, who is she again?
Marley Matlin.
Is she that actress?
That's deaf.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she can
read. She was on Celebrity Apprentice.
I think she was. She was on an episode of Seinfeld.
On a number of episodes of The West Wing. She's been in a handful of movies, one of which she took a bubble bath.
One of the movies was John Hurt. I mean, I think it was a big award-winning movie.
Okay.
Children of a Lesser God.
Yes.
I think she was in that.
Yes.
She's a really good actress.
Yeah, in Seinfeld, they figure out that she can read lips.
Mm-hmm.
So they take her to parties to find out what other people are saying about them.
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome.
It's also amazing how, as a deaf woman, she actually speaks more clearly than some hearing people.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
She's easier to understand than Schwarzenegger sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yup.
You ever think about learning sign language?
I learned a little bit in second half of third grade.
What do you know?
Well, let's see. I can do most of the alphabet. I know this here is I love you. And there's a
why would hook 'em horns be I love you?
It's not. There's a key difference is when your thumb is out. The thumb is out, it means I love you. The thumb is tucked in, that's hook 'em horns, or you're at a Judas Priest show.
I thought you were going to say I'm out of Judas Priest. I'm out.
Yeah. No. The thumb out with the that's not backwards, but forwards. That's I love you.
Well, yeah. This is?
That right there is I love you.
So we just said that together.
Technically, yes. You're welcome. Then you obviously know what thank you is.
Mm-hmm.
Which also one of the kids taught me that you got to be very careful because thank you and F you are very similar.
I don't see how because
along with good morning.
The what is good morning?
I think good morning is here.
Why couldn't it be just something like this?
That might actually be F off.
F off? They just like the tip of the hat?
Yeah, but there's
just like, you know, you just touch your forehead and just go, hey, neighbor.
I don't think you're just saying hey.
Well, they got to know the difference between whatever, what'd you say the two close ones were? F you and what?
Thank you and good morning.
Okay. Well, they know what this is.
Yes, that okay. Yeah, the middle finger.
That's specific. That's universal. That's worldwide. Even Klingons know that. I could see how this one looks like.
I think it might be the hand under the jaw, and then there's like a thumb one as well.
Because I've seen people from Jersey or whatever go, whatever.
Yeah.
Your mother.
Exactly.
So that's probably the scraping your fingers off the bottom of your chin towards the person.
Yes.
That's probably the F you that deaf people would perceive.
I believe so.
Okay. Well, if you're deaf, listen. Just this one. That's the only bad one. Anything else, they're okay. It's okay. I'm talking to the video stream as well as the radio.
So you're saying, oh, no. I don't even want to say this out loud.
I wish we could superimpose Alfie like up in the corner while I'm talking.
What he is saying.
Get one of the overly animated sign language interpreters.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get like Garrett Morris used to do for Chevy Chase. And now for our hearing impaired viewers, Chevy Chase will go through the headlines. You know, an atomic attack in Nigeria today.
There was an atomic attack.
That's not funny to you, Kenzie.
No, it is.
Oh, okay. We're late again, aren't we?
Yes.
We should do something funny. Just to see if we can get those chicks to piss. I've never tried this before. Piss. Plus, over the last few weeks, how many times I say, if you're leaving work now, piss.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're taking in a lot of fluids or you're pregnant. You know you're going to have to pee, and you know you're going to sit in traffic. And, you know, just by accident, we've got too many monkeys and typewriters. We're going to come up with something funny once.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to spring a leak.
I'm pregnant, and I got bronchitis, and I got to pee.
Sounds like three things you just listed there that have absolutely no fault with us.
Like, you ever call... give me a current comedy. Any network.
Big Bang Theory.
You ever call CBS? Is that right?
You got it.
Okay.
You got to stop running that show because I have to piss. And every time they make me laugh, I piss. And I don't like to piss in my pants. So stop running Big Bang Theory. Run something that I won't piss at. Do reruns of Murder, She Wrote or Andy Griffith's show or Matlock. Or Fantasy Island, because that ain't funny that much. Sometimes I giggle when Ricardo Montalban goes, smiles, everyone smiles. And that little runt points in the sky, saying something about a plane.
The plane.
We have one.
We have one what?
Our own little one.
The plane.
We have our own Herve Villachase?
Yep.
Is that what he says? The plane.
Yeah, actually better than the way we do it.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how he got that gig. You know, he had to blow Ricardo Montalban as a perfect height.
Oh, yeah. Sitting or standing.
Your penis smells like fine Corinthian leather.
That's because I try.
What, line one?
Yes.
Yes, Shelly?
I'm calling to give you a partial victory, boss.
Did you piss?
No, I did not, but I cannot get out of the car.
Where are you?
I'm in front of my house.
Would you like me to call the police?
the police?
Well, that's up to you. If you can't get out, are you the one that's pregnant?
No.
Oh, you just got to pee. Well, why can't you get out of the car?
Because I have to pee. If I get out of the car, I'll pee.
Well, if you get out of the car, at least you're going to pee on the ground, not in the car.
Mm-hmm. No, but I don't want to do that.
Well, are you wait a minute. Are you waiting? Are you waiting for us to go into a break?
Yes.
Not going to happen.
Shelly.
Drop all the spots. Dun 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 dun. Yes, Tara?
Hello, boss man.
Hello. Hello, pee pants.
Hello. You're not going to get too many today, being Good Friday. There's not much traffic.
Oh. Well, why?
We've already got a couple.
Oh, well.
There's no traffic. I didn't realize how many businesses closed for Good Friday. Clear Channel didn't.
No.
And Clear Channel didn't close. It don't.
Yeah.
No.
Your company closed?
Nope.
Okay.
So there were some.
Field. We're there.
Well, did you pee before you left work?
I made sure I did because I was watching the stream at work, the stream being you guys.
Yes.
And y'all were pretty funny, so I knew to make sure I did that.
Would you like to watch me piss on this stream?
I think many people would.
Would you give money to the foundation?
I would.
How much?
I'll give $250. And wow. I don't mean $2.
Wow.
Do you actually have to see it come out of my... or can I turn sideways?
No, we have to see it. We know it is you.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I kind of like the fact that people think I'm making up the fact I've got a small weenie.
There's no reason to give them any sort of confirmation either way. Just live your life and...
But it's for the foundation. Like I said, I'll do most anything for the foundation. I won't kill. I won't steal. But I won't marry.
Smart.
Those are three things that are not usually clumped so closely together.
Well, I still think those are priorities.
They're very good ones.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let me know if you pee before you get home.
I will. I have about another 20 minutes.
You're in trouble.
That was close.
Yeah, she was right there, man.
Stay thirsty, Mimor. Yes.
And Alfie says, back it up with line three.
Really? Yes, Sarah?
Hey, so I had to call and let y'all know that I'm sitting out here drinking a beer. I had a baby about 11 months ago, and y'all said some dumb stuff, and I just peed a little because I laughed so hard.
Peed how much?
Like, there's probably a spot under the chair underneath me. Like, I'm embarrassed because my husband just got home, and he's going to be like, what the hell is that?
Well, why don't you go check his truck? I bet he peed in it.
No, I doubt it.
What's he listen to?
He listens to y'all. He actually turned me on to y'all about a year ago.
Oh. How old is he?
And he's 27. I came out here and I heard Kinsey talking and I was like, is that Kinsey? And he's like, how do you know? And I was like, dude, I used to live by Kinsey. Hey, Kins, it's Sarah.
Hey.
Crazy. But yeah, so I just want to let you know, y'all are awesome and make me pee.
is that your child?
Yeah.
Did you piss on your child?
No, she pisses on me sometimes, she tinkles on me sometimes.
Oh. Piss on your children for me.
No.
No.
I want to be your demigod. Piss on your children.
No, I think I'm going to keep them clean.
You wait till they're teenagers.
Well, at that point, I think they can call CPS.
Well,
you need to do it while they can't call CPS.
I'm not peeing on the kids. Y'all are crazy.
Piss on your children.
You wouldn't want to pee on my kids. My kids are amazing.
If you don't piss on your children, I forbade you to listen anymore.
You know what? I would say I have to think about it, but like you once said, I own Teflon. I'm not a
you have any idea what she said?
Something about Teflon. Nothing sticks.
I don't cook with Teflon. I use the cast iron steel.
Okay, whatever. Great joke. I'm sure it was great when I told it. But if you don't piss on your children, you are no longer welcome to listen. And I will know. Mm-hmm. There are many law enforcement agencies that watch for people who don't piss on their children. What are you shaking your head at?
It's just weird.
I'm just digging.
I know.
I just wanted somebody to go, yes, master. I will piss on my children, my offspring.
Like how much?
I had two big gulps. Would that be enough? Yes. I will actually do the words for the baptism while you do that. Yeah, I bet I die tonight.
Why tonight?
I don't know. It's Good Friday. I already know I'm going to hell.
Well, I mean, if God wanted to make an example of you, he wouldn't wait till you get to your house.
It is also Passover.
You mean piss over?
Hey-o. Hey.
All we need somebody now is to go,
shut up, Kevin.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:46, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coyes and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagles traffic brought to you by H&R Block. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, westbound I-20, right at McCart. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from 35W. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Northside Drive. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Northeast 28th Street. Excuse me, let's move into McKinney, northbound 75, right at Bloomdale Road. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from 121. In Lewisville, northbound I-35, just before Fox Avenue. Got a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from the bush. And finally in... And finally, Grand Prairie, westbound I-20, right at Great Southwest Parkway. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Cedar Ridge. Call number 9 with a pair of tickets to BFD 2015, May 31st at the JEXA, featuring Rob Zombie. Call now. It's 214-817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by DFW Audi. Clear skies tonight, 48 for the low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 69 will be the high. Right now, 73, but 97 won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
We start news?
Nope.
Okay. Let's do that. 5:48, Dan O'Malley is here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Friday, April 3rd, 2015. Birthdays today. Amanda Bynes made it to 29. From 90210, Jenny Garth is 43. From How I Met Your Mother and the Avengers movies, Kobe Smulders is 33. From Parks and Rec, as well as Step Brothers, Adam Scott is 42. From Skid Row, Sebastian Bach, 47. Singer of Social Distortion, Mike Ness is 53. Eddie Murphy, 54. David Hyde Pierce is 56. Alec Baldwin, 57. Tony Orlando, 71. Wayne Newton is 73. Doris Day turns 93 today. Texas would cut $3 million from programs to prevent HIV and other STDs and spend that money instead on abstinence education under a contentious Republican-sponsored measure tucked into the state budget. The GOP-controlled House overwhelmingly approved the budget amendment, but not before a tense exchange with Democrats that veered into the personal nature.
If my head didn't already hurt, I'd get up and go bang it on the wall. abstinence doesn't work. It doesn't. And you want to teach abstinence, and you also have people that want to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, just the two together are asking for apocalyptic tragedies.
Yeah. Republican State Representative Stuart Spitzer, a doctor and the amendment's sponsor, at one point defended the change by telling the Texas House that he practiced abstinence until marriage. And he said he hoped school children follow his example.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
What proof do you have?
He says,
I could say I never had sex until I got married.
Mm-hmm. What he said, what's good for me is good for a lot of people.
Come up onto the side of the mount with me.
Mm-hmm. Come to my moral high ground.
This is where God wants you to live. I thought we had all kind of loopholes in the Bible.
There are quite a few.
Take the Jesus in my heart right before I die. I'm good to go.
Mm.
So they want to teach abstinence.
They want to take $3 million that is currently earmarked for programs to prevent HIV and other STDs, move that over to abstinence education.
They made us do that in private school.
And how are they going to do that? I thought a lot of schools won't teach anything about sex.
Well, that's the thing.
You're going to have to teach sex if you're going to teach abstinence.
Well, public schools are not required to teach sex education.
Will this make them be required?
No, because it's abstinence education. So it would basically be like, don't have it, don't do it. Whatever you already get taught.
Well, then the kid goes, don't have what?
Right. That's the thing I don't understand about the absence education is you say you need $3 million more to fund it. What's there really to fund with abstinence education other than telling kids don't have sex? And you're right, Russ, if you don't tell them what it is, other than obviously them Googling it, but.
Oh, no. They'll show you with the gloves that have faces on them. They'll show you. I've been scarred for life.
I have no clue.
Something with her school.
Two gloves, man, woman,
uh-huh.
And then the guy makes all these motions with his hands and describes what sex is.
Well, it's a private school. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And then scares us with very graphic pictures of STDs.
Look at this. See the glove on the right?
Yeah.
That's the woman.
Uh-huh.
See how it's bubbled up in the middle?
Yeah.
Now, here's what happens if she decides not to have it. And you pull the glove open,
uh-huh.
And stew falls out.
Ew. That's just nasty. Let's see stew flying out of here. School.
See, this one on the right, she didn't just get fat. Look, I'm going to pull the glove open.
Uh-huh.
See what fell out?
What?
Hamburger helper. I wonder what psychologists and psychiatrists say. Take the religion out of the equation of just abstinence. We know statistically it doesn't work.
No, because like in Texas in 2013, we had the third highest number of HIV diagnoses in the country. Texas also has one of the highest teen birth rates. And our public schools are not required to teach sex ed.
I did not know that.
You ever been pregnant?
No.
Ever had sex?
Yes.
Get it in the butt?
No.
Get it in the butt?
No.
What about the butt?
No.
What about the other butt?
No.
What about the front butt?
No. No. Wait, what?
Yeah, front butt. Russ is right.
Front butt?
Mm-hmm.
Is that another word for the
front butt.
I don't have a front butt.
Did your parents look into plastic surgery?
To get me a front butt?
Yeah, everybody has a front butt.
Mm-hmm. Nobody has a front butt.
Dan?
Yeah.
Where's your front butt?
In the front.
Show me.
You don't want to see it. You said you don't want to see us naked.
No, I want to know what a front butt is.
Front butt looks like the back butt, only it's up front.
Well, I don't have one.
Well, then you're malformed.
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. I see some kind of mutant.
So when you go to the bathroom, do you go out of both sides?
Depends on how much you've had to eat.
Mm-hmm. What kind of toilet do you have?
Think about it like this. You know when your sinuses are clogged?
Uh-huh.
Normally you breathe through your nose.
Uh-huh.
Well, your sinuses are clogged. At least you can breathe through your mouth and you die.
Right.
So it just depends on how much you got in you.
Mm-hmm. Mostly active around the holidays.
Oh. Okay.
But you don't have a front butt.
Nope.
What do you tell guys right before you have sex? Because they're going to notice.
Nothing, because it's normal not to have a front butt.
That's a heavy load to drop on a guy without any sort of heads up.
I don't have a front butt.
Just to drop your pants and goes, he looks and goes, there's no front butt.
Yeah, I mean, that's shocking.
Well, I don't let him do it in the butt anyway, so what does it matter if my front butt's gone or not?
Because it looks weird. It would look like the same way it would look weird if someone turned around and there was no crack. It's going to look odd.
Or if he dropped his pants and his penis was shaped like Dom DeLuise.
I'm sure I would be startled if I knew who that was.
Or if instead of one hole, it had two holes.
Yeah.
But they weren't even. Instead, looked very similar to the doctor.
Yeah. Let's say he had two pee holes.
Okay.
But one of the pee holes was lazy.
I mean, I don't think it'd bother me that much.
Well.
You're not going to know which one to look at.
Yeah. And you're not going to know which one to dodge when he goes for the money shot.
Ooh. Good call.
In essence, if it comes out both holes, you can get it in both eyes.
Your favorite thing.
Normally, I'm okay with just going pirate style, hitting them in one eye.
That is so rude.
Why?
Because.
You know something's coming out. Something's going to happen. Yeah, just expect the worst.
Who wants it in their eyeball?
Well, I don't. That's why I don't shoot my own eyes.
Well, you should.
Well, then buy some goo blockers.
They sell them on Amazon.
Yeah. Oh, whatever.
Some people call them goggles. Wear goggles when you're having sex. I'm sure that.
Oh yeah, because that's sexy.
That'll look erotic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's real hot.
Kenzie comes in looking like she's dressed up for a scuba lesson.
I'm ready.
Or a pair of those old people glasses.
Oh boy.
The glasses they give old people after
eye surgery.
They've been the eye doctor and their pupils are dilated.
Mm-hmm. Black ones.
Yeah, I get some of those.
The wraparound visor.
Yeah.
That'll protect you. Just get it in the eye. It's good for you. Spirit of God.
You know what I read the other day?
Words?
On Stumble Upon? Shut up. It was a bunch of crazy facts.
What did you say to me?
I said it was a bunch of crazy facts. I said, I love you up.
No. I believe I heard shut up.
It felt like it.
Well, only because you said words.
Well, isn't that what you read?
I read, yeah.
you got her.
What I do with this?
I think I go on to the next story.
Well, hang on. We got a break. What did you read on I Stumbled Upon?
It was 100 crazy facts, and semen is one of the most fattiest substances ever. Like, ever.
That's why the ships are so big. Did you get that one? You like that one? She's a big girl.
We'll be back to the
Russ Martin Show.
604, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W right at Northside Drive. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic goes back from Northeast 28th Street. Also in Fort Worth, westbound 20 right at McCart. Got an accident there. This one's in the clearing status. Traffic goes back from 35W. Into Grand Prairie, westbound I-20 at Gray Southwest Parkway. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Mountain Creek Parkway.
in Lewisville now. Northbound I-35, just before Fox Avenue. That earlier stalled vehicle there has been cleared out. Traffic's still unwinding all the way back from the bush. And finally, in McKinney, northbound 75, right at Bloomdale Road, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up, back from 121. Again, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by H&R Block. Tonight, clear skies, 48 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 69 for a high. Right now, it's 73 and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Department of Public Safety trooper Billy Spears was reprimanded by superiors for allowing rapper Snoop Dogg to take a picture with him during the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin. Attorney Ty...
I heard the story, but I never really read up on it. Why is it you can't have pictures taken with celebrities?
It's not that it was a photo with a celebrity. It's that the trooper took a photo not with Snoop Dogg, but Calvin Broaddus. Snoop Dogg's real name and Calvin Broaddus has been convicted several times of drug possession. So it's not taking a photo with a celebrity, it's taking a photo with a known criminal. That's against policy.
All right, if the cop knew it ahead of time.
But we don't know that he did. It was at an event, it was like a backstage type or staging type area. Snoop Dogg was walking by, saw the trooper and said, "Hey man, can I get a photo with you?" Trooper said, "Sure." Trooper had no idea who the guy was.
Hey man, I support law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they take me to jail.
Here's a photo.
This one picture.
Mm-hmm.
They're not hugging. Snoop just looks like he's leaning on the officer, and that's it.
Yep.
Cop kind of looks retarded, though. Look at him.
Well, you know, he's not one of the more svelte troopers.
I'm just talking about his face where he's going. Snoop, no.
Hey, that might be his big smile.
This is the first time I've been standing next to one of them and they ain't in cuffs. I don't know what kind of face to make. It's crazy. Should I smile?
Mm-hmm.
If I smile, then it'll look like I'm happy that he's not in cuffs. I'll just make this stupid face.
Yeah.
Poke out my gut.
Well, the trooper's attorney said he's calling public attention to the incident because his client has no recourse other than to accept the action, which becomes part of his personnel record. And
but if he doesn't know Snoop's real name, there's no way to know if he was if he has a criminal record.
Right. And this is also a secondary job.
What's he? You're saying he's running security?
Mm-hmm.
The officer?
Yeah.
Got it.
And because the action taken against the officer calls for counseling and was not a formal disciplinary action, the trooper has no means of appeal. The counseling reprimand.
Well, if it goes on his record and it affects any pay raises he might get,
mm-hmm.
then he should have some type of appeal.
Right. The counseling reprimand reads, "While working a secondary employment job, Trooper Spears took a photo with a public figure who has a well-known criminal background, including numerous drug charges. The public figure posted the photo on social media, and it reflects poorly on the agency."
Now's not a really good time for law enforcement to get pissy with white cops taking pictures with black celebrities.
Mm-mm. If anything, you think it'd be the opposite. Be like, "Hey, good job.
Look. Snoop likes law enforcement."
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should like law enforcement. dead now. He's got to go through what type of training?
They didn't say what kind of counseling. It could just be some sort of, I don't know, social media education or pop culture. Maybe they make him watch E for 24 hours. I don't know.
You have to check their driver's license, get their real name, see if they got a criminal record before you can take a picture of them or with them. Or just don't take pictures with no f***ers.
Yeah, I wouldn't write down that policy.
DPS is really just kind of being extra uptight about this because on the same day, Snoop Dogg took a picture with an Austin Police Department officer, and they have the same policy, don't associate with known criminals. But Austin PD came back and said, hey, this isn't a big deal. There's nothing inappropriate about this.
He wasn't associating. He just took a picture with a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he went and had dinner with Snoop Dogg or went back and smoked some weed.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Well, you got any chow? Yeah. Thank you.
A woman was driving on Interstate 74 in North Carolina when a pickup truck sped past her. But this is on April Fool's Day, of course. She caught a glimpse inside and saw a passenger's mouth and hands taped and another one waving frantically. So she called the police. 8 police cars responded. They caught up with the truck, pulled it over, and approached it, guns drawn. And ha, April Fools. Turns out the 3 passengers were members of a baseball team from West Virginia. They were headed to South Carolina for a tournament. Their 26-year-old coach was driving. The guys thought it'd be funny to stage a fake kidnapping for an April Fool's prank. No word on whether or not the coach was in on it, but he got a speeding ticket. No criminal charges are going to be filed, but the kids could get in trouble at their school. The superintendent from their district says she plans on meeting with them as soon as they get back.
I don't know what you're charged with. Not filing a false police report.
No, it'd be
criminal
mischief, disorderly conduct.
Not a riot, but inciting. Something. Something.
Yeah, inciting. I think the law would just be inciting.
I don't know why people think April 1st is just a ollie ollie day. Mm-hmm. We can do all this. We can do this on the radio. No, you can't.
Mm-mm.
Even the FCC, as jovial as they are, those those guys, and most of them are stitches.
Oh, man, party animals.
On April 1st, even they'll go, hey. No, no fun and games on the radio.
Mm-mm.
This doesn't make any sense. April 1st, you expect it. Nobody forgets that it's April 1st.
Actually, the weird thing is, I think a lot of people still do. Because you still hear about, you know, people that will fall for something. Because for whatever reason, they forget about April 1st and April Fools, and then they fall for something, and then they, oh, okay.
Well, Leron. By the way, this is Brian, the idiot that called the other day in the Miata.
Oh, hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you again.
Leron was about to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't tap me on the head.
Oh,
and
no.
And went ahead and finished.
Oh.
And it said April Fool's.
How'd you feel?
Full. But I had to swallow it, so he's in wasted seed. I don't want him to go to hell.
That'd be bad.
We're going to be buried on top of each other.
Well, I think only one of you gets to actually be on top.
Well, we're going to use the same casket. We plan on dying the same day.
That's cute.
Is this something we planned on?
Mm.
Damn, you two are close.
I love Leron.
So, what position are you going to be buried in?
With a casket?
Yeah.
We haven't decided yet. Either we'll be spoons, okay. Sideways.
Gotcha.
Or 69.
That makes all sense.
But that would probably be a closed casket funeral.
Yeah.
Because you don't want all your family and friends seeing you doing the 69 with your lover.
Mm-hmm. Might be a little awkward at the viewing.
Well, yeah, especially since they only opened up one half of the casket. Oh, there's Brian with a big butt in his face.
I think people would be curious to see.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't admit it.
Probably be a big turnout. We're going to be buried together in the same casket.
Put that in the paper. Come on down.
Y'all got to see this.
Got the mortician to do special makeup. That's where it looks like I got me one of them dirty sane chases.
Ew.
Or bury us face to butt, butt to face, with plates in between.
Yep, the plate job burial?
Mm-hmm. Mm. The plan. It's cheap if you go with Melmac. Mm. If you go with something like expensive plates.
Mm-hmm.
I used to know the name of one.
I just
cut myself off.
That's all right. It happened.
Not Wolonski. It's
Swarovski.
No. Alfie, what's an expensive plate?
I really don't know.
What expensive?
Chinette.
Yeah, Chinette. That's the most expensive paper plate you can buy.
It sounds fancy.
Yeah. Better than Dixie.
Yeah. Or they can bury us with two Waterford glasses full of stuff.
Austin police. We mentioned Austin. Austin police have issued nearly 1,000 tickets since a ban on handling electronic devices while driving became effective earlier this year. The city...
Didn't that just go into effect?
Yeah.
It wasn't January...
Yeah.
First?
It was January 1st. The city law prohibits the use of handheld cell phones and many other portable electronic devices while driving. It took effect January 1st, though police only issued warnings to drivers that entire first month. In February, the first month of full enforcement, 550 citations were issued. In March, 420.
And we're looking at that possibly as a statewide ban.
Yes.
Austin sure likes to ride tickets.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, the law doesn't even apply to use of hands-free devices.
So you can still use like your Uconnect or a Jawbone, whatever they're called.
Or if you got Bluetooth in the car, yeah. Don't.
I don't intend to.
Thank goodness.
I tell you, when we can get away with saying is Bluetooth.
Everyone these days seems to think they're an expert on everything. Psychologist at Yale seem to have figured out the reason. Google. Researchers found that our ability to look up anything instantly has made us all think we actually know more than we do. They ran a study where they had some people research a topic like, why are cloudy nights warmer? By reading a book or talking to a tutor, but they also had some people research it online. When they tested everyone afterward, the people who did the internet research were much more confident and thought they were much more knowledgeable than the other people. They weren't. The researchers said, with the internet, the lines become blurry between what you know and what you think you know. Accurate knowledge is difficult to achieve, and the internet may be making that task even harder.
Well, again, there is no vetting process on the internet. There's with a publisher, they have to worry about being sued.
Mm-hmm.
It's like with it's encyclopedia. There's research for research, and they don't just go to the internet and go, "Or well, we're about to publish a 25-volume set of Encyclopedia Britannicuses. How do we check, make sure everything's right?" Well, we could look at Wiki.
Yeah.
Well, but you have to cite the source.
Mm.
And it's got to be a source that's vetted, that's checked, that's somebody looked at it and went, yeah, that's correct, as opposed to just going, well, I found a website that said Jesus liked anal sex.
Ooh.
Maybe that's where the first Easter egg come from.
Well, we finally got our answer.
Which came first, Jesus or the egg?
Yep. Yeah, you're not the only one going to hell tonight. And while we're thinking of Google, three reasons Googling your date is killing the mood.
I don't know why it kills the mood. The chicks won't go out with me.
Well, this kind of applies to you then. Number one, you will have zero chemistry with someone that you've researched. They say, are you really wanting to date or are you just wanting to research somebody? There is a difference. You're cheating yourself out of chemistry when you pre-Google a date.
Well, you want to at least public data them.
And most people don't have that, but I think a solid background check is smart.
Because anytime we've let chicks come up here, I didn't know it. Dan's always running through public data.
Gotta make sure my buddy's safe. I mean, because
he'll walk in, he'll go, they're clean. Well, did you already do a pap smear?
Had not done that. I leave the more probing things to Alfie. But the thing to keep in mind is, even though I might do the background check on a chick that comes up here to meet you, I may come tell you she's clean. But we all know that don't mean she's not crazy.
I know that because Everett set me up with a chick one time. He goes, she's got no criminal record. But he didn't mention that when she got drunk, she got crazy. And that's a chick that nutted out after, I think we were celebrating Rob's birthday party, our old producer.
Mm-hmm.
So Limo George was driving us around everywhere, made a few stops, and she didn't like it that nobody was really focused on her because we were celebrating Rob's birthday.
Aw, someone needed attention.
Then we stopped by Everett's house on the way home, and she takes him aside and goes, this is the worst date I've ever had. The only reason I'm going to go back to his house is to get my purse or whatever she left at the house. George drops us off at the house. She goes in. She gets in the bed, takes off her clothes, gets in the bedroom. I went, you are not staying. Because obviously Everett told me.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
This chick is not having a good time.
Yeah.
Plus, she was just being a Countach.
Love those Lamborghinis.
That's French for, or Italian for, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's being a Countach.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's exotic.
The entire time, complaining. I went, as soon as I get home, she's just leaving. Now she gets in bed. I went, you are not staying. Well, can't we talk about this? We just did. You are not staying.
Isn't that a great conversation? I feel good about it. You feel good about it? I feel good about it.
Get her to the front door, finally get her far enough out where I can close the door, and she keeps banging on the door. And after, I think I waited a half hour. At that time, I had a Harley. So I drove out the driveway in the rear.
Yep.
And just left. Well, she'll leave. If she knows I'm not here, she'll leave. Now, she pulls up the ADT sign or ADD or whatever company I had.
ADT.
Yeah, I stopped using ADD.
Yeah, it's probably not good for home security.
No. Alarm's going off. We should probably call the police. Oh, look, SpongeBob's on TV. beat on the door, left gashes enough to where I could have had the door replaced. This was a solid wood door. Pulled up all the flowers. At the front. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he turned it into a slideshow.
It was really good on the internet.
Set to music.
Oh, my gosh. So you got revenge?
She pulled up all the flowers.
Who does that?
Nutty chicks.
Mm-hmm. They do.
And threw them in the neighbor's yard, saying I didn't deserve anything beautiful. And then pulls around the backside of my house toward the entrance of the garage. Uh-huh. And drove into my garage door.
Huh? What?
She rammed it with her car. Yeah.
So the bottom of the garage door was bent in like, I don't know, 6 inches.
She needs like medication.
She was already doing that.
As Russ found out later. Yeah, that was her on meds.
Ah, scary.
And then she's telling people about it the next day, laughing about it, and including laughing about it to Everett. So Everett contacts her and says, you're going to need an attorney. I think it ended up costing her $1,500.
Yes. Mm, that's a number. It's a number I recall.
Good.
Bought my first laptop with that.
Good. Did she fix your garage?
Oh, everything was fixed.
The flowers?
The flowers I didn't really care about. It was just the fact that she
cold-blooded. You don't rip up someone's flowers.
She was nutting out.
But still.
I'm lucky she didn't pull up a couple of the crepe myrtles.
Some crazy girl rips up those flowers that we put in your house. I'm going to go
this
ham.
This was another house. But it was the same type of flowers, pansies.
Okay. Well, I'm
I just yanked
angry.
Them and threw them out. And I can't remember if she left a note or not. But I do know that she told somebody at one point he didn't deserve anything that's pretty. So she made sure and threw the flowers in the neighbor's yard and out in the street. So Dan's correct on vetting these chicks, but there's no, is this chick at Countach website?
Yeah, that would help.
That's crazy.
Sometimes it takes months, sometimes one date. Damn.
Yeah.
And just the fact that she felt like she wasn't getting the attention. It's Rob's birthday.
What are you expecting? Yeah,
and you're riding around. Sign. You're riding around in a limo. Really?
Well, yeah.
And you're riding around in a free limo, and you didn't have to pay for anything all night. Oh, she had a nice set of cans.
I'm sure you went out with her, so.
Well, I had screwed her once before.
Oh.
I just assume the chick gets the heads up of he's bad in bed. So I don't have to worry about a second date.
Yeah, but there she was. You put it to her, and you drove that woman crazy. Look at that effect you have on her.
Well, then she'd been sleeping with somebody that was even worse in bed. And that could only be Dan Lewis. Well, you know, Laura, here's how you have an orgasm.
Oh, God.
As I lean up against the door jamb with my left hand and my right hand on my hip. Oh, here's why you're not having orgasms.
Oh, like a condescending superhero.
Your G-spot is hard for us to find. If you would put it in a more accessible place, possibly you could have an orgasm. Laura? And then Everett, like 6 months later, tries to set me up with another chick. This one, she had run out of gas and just made it to the gas station. And she was in a Winnebago, and for whatever reason, the normal door wouldn't open. And she got stuck in the window trying to get out, but she couldn't get out because of her big beer gut.
That's the one that wore the trench coat or the duster or whatever?
No, that was another chick.
Oh, jeez.
That was one I picked up on my own.
That is so hot. Who knew Russ's kryptonite when out, the chick in a nice duster?
Well, she was wearing a duster to cover up her big fat ass.
Oh.
Then she took it off, and I went,
oof.
Oh God. Oh. I can't imagine what it's going to cost to reshoot her.
I don't know if I should date her or take her to the bottom of the Grand Canyon with supplies.
Well, she was a receptionist at some company that I'd go to on a regular basis. Ah. So I only saw her sitting down.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Then we meet to go to a dinner, and she's wearing this big duster, and she takes it off and went, oh. Yeah. I bet she would be safe to ride to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Or, I wish I knew Ben Garrison now. Because he'd probably take her off my hands.
You play matchmaker.
And after too many Coronas, well, yeah, let's go ahead and go back to my apartment. Maybe I can work one up.
And?
Well, luckily, one of my exes that I'd just broken up with left a bunch of flowers and cards at my door. I really want to get back together. I went, yeah, I got to go deal with this nutty bitch. You and your ass got to go home. I mean, if I wanted to have kids, I would choose you because you got them childbearing hips to where that's where you carry the babies.
Mm-hmm.
Lots.
You have so many babies with hips like that, you look like a baby carousel. Alfie, what's line one?
She is a bit upset with you.
Damn. What'd she want?
She was upset about the Jesus sex talk from a few minutes ago.
What did we say?
The Easter, first Easter.
Easter egg?
Yeah.
Well, we don't know where the first Easter egg came from.
And besides, why is she mad at that? If she's going to be mad at something, she should have been mad about the 30 minutes prior to that.
Yeah.
I don't like you talking about the Jesus there.
Oh, well, that's...
You don't know that Jesus laid the first Easter egg?
Do you know that he didn't?
Well, it doesn't say anything in the Bible that he did or he didn't.
Doesn't say anything in the Bible about lots of stuff, but they still existed. The Bible doesn't say anything about dinosaurs, but we see their bones.
Well, I think dinosaurs were just placed there by man to convince people that God didn't exist.
Couldn't you also make the same argument that those were put there so God could show that he's capable of many great things?
Oh, God can do anything, mm-hmm. but he don't make dinosaurs.
Why not?
That's stupid.
Why is that stupid?
Because I'm old, and I smoke, and I'm smoking right now. I'm smoking Camels.
The brand?
No. I love sucking on a Camel.
Okay, that's...
I don't know who came up with the phrase, I'd walk a mile for a Camel. I'd walk 20. Camels are hung.
Okay.
And the real ones don't have filters.
The Camels.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it makes me feel closer to God smoking a real Camel.
Ew.
Like I was one of the three wise men.
Okay. I don't think the wise men did that.
You know, Camels don't like to give you oral sex.
No, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is, full of information.
Well, I'm just trying to see if that old woman will call back.
I think at this point she's probably given up.
I wonder how long she listened before she finally decided.
No, she's back.
I'm going to call and straighten out. Is she back?
According to Alfie.
Yeah. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
Happy Good Friday. Happy Good Friday.
Hey, happy Good Friday. Appreciate Thank that.
Yes. God bless you.
With, sir? Who am I speaking with, sir?
How old are you?
Me? I'm 67. How old are you?
I'm 54.
Okay, good. Who am I speaking with, please?
I'm in charge.
Okay, sir. A minute ago, I listen to your radio station all the time, and I'm not a freaky person that makes phone calls and crazy stuff like that, because I like a good joke, and I enjoy your station. However, my son and I are sitting talking. We're listening to your music, really enjoying it.
I wasn't too far off on the voice.
No, you were really freakishly close.
Pardon me?
What music were you listening to?
Your station.
We don't play music in the afternoons.
Oh, you don't? Well, then I'm senile. I'm listening to your station right now, and you
don't possibly
play music
you were
right
listening
now.
To another station, and you, you.
No, no, so, no. I didn't. And you know what? What was said was
well. First of all, hey! You can't swear,
no,
and you just swore.
I'm not listening to your ass.
Well, I don't care. I don't care. What you just said was far worse than anything I've ever said. You swore on the radio. You've offended all of us on Good Friday, and how dare you hang up on me?
She was crazy.
Really, you think?
Well, you heard her. She said she was talking to her brother.
You know, yeah, he's been dead for 8 years. We like the music you play in the afternoons on the Eagles.
It's our favorite.
We like to smoke to it. We call it smoking music. I'm 67. My name is Shelley. I'm a crazy bitch that just called.
I just love how she's so offended and then says the F word.
Hypocrites are really some of the finest.
I like a good joke. And then you said Jesus and eggs and I was out.
Yeah, because you said Jesus made the first Easter egg. Everybody knows bunny rabbits did that.
Mm-hmm.
The Cadbury bunny. That's why that little baby goes... Thank you, Easter Bunny.
And then the bunny box.
Bark, bark.
I'm Shelly, the crazy bitch that calls. I have now replaced Brian. Brian and Leron are off the hook.
I swear to God, I bet if her oxygen tank had a filter, she'd smoke it.
Oh, I've done that before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I had a tracheotomy.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, man, it's easier to smoke cigars. You just shove it right in your throat. I love a good Cuban in my throat.
Yeah, she can be really mad now.
And now everybody knows my name, Shelly, and I listen to the sacrilegious program. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to kick me out of a cigarette church.
I don't know what that means.
I go to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Marlboro. And I blow candles.
As you do.
We're 10 minutes late, aren't we?
Yes.
That's Shelly's fault.
Oh, sure. Blame your time on me. Just because I don't like your show, I'm never listening again. I'm going to call other shows and use the F word.
Why don't you call KLTY and swear at them for a while?
I've called them before. They don't take my calls anymore because really? I use the F word.
Well, that's probably wise on their part.
Well, they took me out of context.
How so?
When I said I f***ing love Jesus. I have to go.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
I have no punchline. Seems to be rampant on this show.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:45, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coys and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Taco Bell. Let's start off in Mesquite, southbound 635, right at I-30. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from La Prada. And in McKinney, northbound 75, right at Bloomdale Road. Got an accident there. This one is also in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from 121. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by H&R Block. Clear skies tonight, 48 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 69 for a high. Right now, 71. At 97.1, the Eagle.
Yeah.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Mark and the dogs, come on in.
We have a bad sign. Alfie's covering his nose.
What is it, Kenzie?
I said, y'all are cute.
Thank you.
I love it when y'all sing together.
All right, Mark. What do we got this week from Paws in the City?
Hey, Russ. We have... couple great dogs. We have Dewey and Eli with us today.
Which
and,
one's farting?
Well, it's actually worse than that, but anyway.
Did they take a drop? Did they drop a couple?
Where?
Out in the hallway.
Good. Go kick it in front of Bo and Jim's studio.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, something fell out of your bag, Jim.
It's not a pretty sight, but anyway.
Is it big?
It is.
Like human huge?
It's, yes, bigger than human huge.
It's, just don't go out in the hall right now.
Somebody clean it up?
Yes.
Gail Lightfoot's out there helping us.
You're making Gail Lightfoot clean it up?
I offered, but anyway, she's, I owe her a big one. So,
I think she's cleaning it up.
Yep.
So anyway, well, let's start with the perpetrator of that, and that's Eli. And Eli is a 9-month-old puppy, and black mouth cur. I'm all rattled here, but black cur mouth black mouth cur mix.
So it's a brown dog.
Yes, with a black mouth. Anyway, we think it's mixed with a Shar Pei. If you kind of rub your fingers through hit the back of its hair and all, it's got kind of a Shar Pei feel about it.
He or she.
It's a he.
And Eli.
Eli.
Eli, come here.
He was in the shelter. He had intestinal parasites, and so he was sick. And he's feeling much better now. But he was also scared in the shelter, and we pulled him and brought him into Pausa City. He's been through medical treatment, and he's well now.
Really good. Taking treats.
Yeah, he does. He's staying at one of our best boarding partners, Social Pack Dogs, and they do a lot of training, just kind of bonus training to help him out. They said he's a quick learner, likes to play with everybody.
Does he know anything, like sit, don't eat the baby?
I don't know about the don't eat the baby, but I know he knows how to sit and knows how to shake and certain things like that. They also said
Michael
that,
J. Fox knows that one, so that's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, but that's just
– so he loves all dogs, loves all people. They also said he's a quick learner. He was mouthy, and they taught him not to be mouthy. He was humping everybody, and they taught him not to hump everybody.
I said he knows sit.
Well, he is a nine-month-old puppy. He's kind of a rambunctious teenager, too. So.
Sit.
Yeah, they have that dog looks like it's never sat a day in its life.
Yeah. I'm a land shark.
That's right.
I never sit down.
So, but anyway, he's a great puppy. He's, like I said, he's 100% cure of the intestinal parasites and tapeworms that he had, and he's ready for adoption through our organization.
Okay.
What's the other one you got there?
The other one is Dewey, and we've got two dogs on the opposite end of the spectrum because we go from puppy to a senior. He's 8 years old, was in the Waco shelter, and was scheduled to be put down. There were people just begging somebody to pull him, and we pulled him at the last minute.
And what is he?
He is a boxer mix. He is a – we have him down as a boxer lab mix, like a boxer head and a lab body, but he looks more boxer than – I don't really see it.
I don't know. He's got I kind of see some pit bullish in there.
Yeah, to me, it looks like a pit bull and a Boston Terrier hooked up.
Yeah,
because it's got the Boston Terrier face with the eyes a little bit and that stockier pit bull kind of body.
Beautiful brindle color. There are certain people out there that just love brindle colored dogs, and that's what they like to adopt. I guess there's one in the studio here.
What is brindle?
Brindle is like that tiger stripes.
Oh, okay.
So
looks like the marbling.
And all right. This dog, I guarantee you, will sit for you, shake your hand, and all kinds of stuff. So he's a great dog.
All right, since you lied about the other one, let me see this one.
This one will not make a liar out of me.
His name is what?
His name is Dewey.
All right.
Like I said, he's 8 years old. Dewey. He loves
Dewey.
He loves all people.
Dewey, sit. Dewey.
And
Dewey, sit. Sit.
Not working.
Shake. Dewey, shake.
He was doing it out in the hall, but anyway.
Somebody, Dewey.
So Dewey is also currently staying at one of our boarding partners.
He doesn't like our treats.
Boarding bungalow Carrollton.
There he's at.
Good boy.
There you go. Try to spit it back out.
And anyway, he doesn't like type A females, dogs. That's the only thing. He prefers submissive females. He's fine with all male dogs and puppies and all people, but that's just kind of a little quirk about him for whatever reason. So,
how'd you figure that one out? Did you lay on your back?
No. No, he stayed at a boarding facility, and it was pretty easy to figure it out because it was a commonality that we observed.
Oh. What kind of diet is he on?
He is on a gluten-free... grain-free premium dog food that our dog sponsor, food sponsor, donates to us.
You can mention it.
Okay. Raw Canines First.
Okay. They give you guys a lot of food?
They do.
Plug them again.
Yeah. Raw Canines First. They it's all donated, an entire year supply. They donate to us every month so that we can feed our dogs.
Okay. So he eats gluten-free babies?
I think babies are naturally gluten-free. Right.
Oh. Right. So you could take him to any orphanage.
I guess so. But.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a baby buffet.
So anyway, Dewey is also available through Pause the City.
Will they be out this weekend?
They will be out this weekend. We're going to be at Petco in far north Dallas at Tollway and the Beltline on tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
And Dewey will for sure be there and Eli as well as many other dogs that are available for adoption.
What is it, Dan?
I'm just watching Eli sniff Dewey's butt. And now he's licking his weenie. Okay. I can't describe the rest of this without getting fined.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm the idiot that called earlier this week. Drives me on.
Perfect timing, Brian.
You think one of them dogs would sniff my weenie? Because Leron left me.
No. Oh, that's so sad.
He left me for that smoking Shelly whore. They use the F word. He loves women because it's smoke. Especially the ones that are 67.
Oh, yeah.
They're just inches away from death.
It's just really his weak spot, isn't it?
Yeah. Just pick them up all the time. He picked up a tranny one time at the VFW. Got tricked.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
thought
unfortunate.
It was a chick.
Yeah.
But because she smoked, he smoked.
Yeah.
Whatever. Obviously, he was good at tuck backs.
Mm-hmm.
I think he learned that in a war.
Good. I got two of them at once.
Yeah.
Would you like to plug the website?
Yes, pauseinthecity.org, and you can also follow us on Facebook.
Okay.
And thank you, Russ.
Anytime. You always do a great segment.
What's the website?
He just gave it.
Pauseofthecity.org.
Just in case.
Okay. And you can also follow us on Facebook. Yeah. I follow instructions well, don't I?
Tell us a joke.
Put me on the spot.
Tell me a funny joke or we're going to need your pants.
Dan, can you help me bail me out here?
He's talking to you, bud.
Oh, okay. I don't have any jokes like...
You always tell those color jokes off the air.
No, I do not.
Oh, incessantly. We've had to tell you to stop, especially when Ted McKay from 92.5 comes walking in.
Listen, I'm here with one of the best comedians around. And
who is that?
You.
No, I don't tell color jokes.
Well, no.
That's why I always feel like I'm living in your shadow. Tell one.
I have nothing.
Kenzie likes to watch men pee. Pee for.
When did I say that?
Dan. Last commercial break.
I did not. So I have a joke, though. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, man. This is one of those moments.
We have to.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Kenzie.
It's like driving by a car wreck. Don't look. Don't look. Don't look.
Got to.
All right. What is it?
Why did the piece of chewed up gum cross the road?
Why?
Because it was stuck to the bottom of the chicken's shoe.
Reminds me of that joke in Pulp Fiction.
About the storage?
No, the
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
703. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Really, not a damn thing going on right now. A couple incidents for you, though, to keep in mind. Tonight, the Dallas Stars take on the St. Louis Blues at 7:30. You can expect normal or heavier than normal delays on 35, Woodall Rogers, all that crap around the AAC. And this weekend is the Deep Ellum Arts Festival. Main Street between Good Latimer and Hall Street is going to be shut down, so keep that in mind if you're driving downtown through Deep Ellum. Other than that, traffic across the Metroplex is looking damn good right now. Listen to Cindy Skull Monday morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Rolling Stones at Cowboy Stadium. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by H&R Block. Clear tonight, 48 for a low. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 69 for a high. Right now, 72. The 97 won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Yeah. pull some up today, and I forgot. We used to have the cards with like third grade, fifth grade questions.
Yeah, there were the long ones that were on like a.
Yeah, you just went through and standard questions you'd ask a third grader, or fifth grader, which we were doing long before Jeff Foxworthy got into it.
That's true.
Probably Google them.
Well, I wanted to go through a few with you and see how many you knew. How far are you away from graduation?
One class after this semester.
What class?
My final math class.
And you decided your major is what?
Broadcast journalism.
And your minor?
English.
Two things that you're not good at.
I'm really good at them. I can write a paper in, like, a three-page paper in, like, an hour.
Okay.
Wow. About what?
Anything. Like, writing's, like, my thing.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the Odyssey.
The lake?
Oh, God. How many units? All right, since you're finishing up with math.
Huh.
How many units in a gross?
What?
Dan.
Give it to me again.
How many units in a gross?
Oh, I have no idea.
Thank you. Me neither.
Alfie?
144.
Thank you.
What's a gross?
It's 12 times 12.
I've never heard
really?
The term.
You've never heard of gross
I've
of something?
I've never heard of that.
Nope.
Me neither, Dan.
Doesn't look good.
It's a dozen dozens.
Oh.
See, I learned something new today.
The sun revolves around the earth. True or false?
False.
Is the air around the earth called the hemisphere or the atmosphere?
Atmosphere or hemisphere?
Yeah, you got it wrong because of time, and you got it wrong.
Atmosphere?
Mm-hmm.
What's a hemisphere?
It's the half of the earth.
Northern hemisphere, southern, eastern hemisphere, western hemisphere.
Oh, okay.
Which hemisphere are we in?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, if you had to guess.
Northern?
Mm-hmm. We use thermometers to figure out what?
Temperature?
That is correct. What is the plural form of the word mongoose?
Mongoose?
Nope.
Mongoose?
Mongooses.
Is it really?
Yep.
That's interesting. Mongoose.
It's interesting because you're stupid.
I am not stupid.
In astronomy, what star is closest to the Earth?
The Northern Star?
Yeah!
Oh, dang it, the sun. The sun is a star. Bah, ha, ha, everybody laugh.
You got me on that one.
The Northern Star?
Mm-hmm.
Them lights?
Mm-hmm.
The Marla Gibb lights?
Marla Gibb? No. No. It's not right.
Oh, y'all, that was a trick.
No, it's not.
The closest star to the Earth?
It's the sun.
Well, you said the Northern Star.
I know, because no one ever remembers that the sun is a star.
I knew it was.
I think everyone remembers that it is a star.
Well, at first, if someone said, name the star that, automatically in your head, you are not thinking about the sun. You are thinking about all the stars, the Big Dipper, the Milky Way, and you are not automatically going, oh, it could be the sun because the sun is a star.
Okay.
Sun is a star. You might.
I'm always thinking about
afterwards.
The sun because the sun is the one that keeps us alive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't recognize the sun as a star like ever.
Well,
I always forget
Well, how would
that.
You like it if the sun didn't recognize you and you stay cold?
Mm-hmm. You'd be a little dark spot on the planet.
Well, I hate the heat, so that'd be pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Tell you what, why don't you say that when you're standing on Neptune?
Yeah, that might be a little different.
How many degrees does the Earth turn in 24 hours?
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, if something goes full circle, it's...
Oh, 360?
Yeah.
Oh.
Name the three types of rock.
I don't know. That was like over a decade ago. I don't have a clue.
I'm surprised she didn't go new, classic,
and
alternative, or soft. Some people call the soft the sedimentary.
There you go. Sedimentary rock.
You got any more, Dan?
Yeah, I got some. Okay, you're not going to know the French. In 1976, what country made the first soft landing on Mars?
Russia.
No.
Germany.
Still no.
America.
Yes.
Oh, my bad.
Ethiopia.
No. How many instruments...
I got that wrong.
Yeah. How many instruments are in a string quartet?
Four.
There you go.
Laugh it up, Russ.
How many syllables are in the word enemy?
Three.
Yes.
Still digging.
Yeah, hang on. The Norse god Thor often defeated giants with what kind of weapon?
A giant hammer?
No. Just a regular hammer.
Wrong movie.
What? It was a big sledgehammer.
Well, it's a hammer.
You give me that ding, ding, ding right now. Sir. Please.
Okay, if you want to see it.
The wearing away of land by wind or water is known as what?
Can you repeat the question, please?
The wearing away of land by wind or water is known as what?
Is known as, starts with the E.
A supposition?
No, that's not a supposition.
Eroding.
Yes.
Erosion.
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 Yes.
Boom.
I know, boom.
I got it right.
Who owns Curious George?
His trainer?
No, I'm going to need you to be more specific.
Is it
the monkey trainer?
The curious George owner?
No.
The man in the yellow hat?
That is correct.
Oh, I thought you meant like in real life.
Curious George is a cartoon.
Oh.
If you cross the northern border of the United States, in what country are you?
America. What? Oh, my God. America.
Should I ask it again?
The United States of America.
Yes.
If you cross the northern border of the United States, in what country are you?
Oh, that's wrong. Canada.
There you go.
Well, that's stupid. That's America. What is the shortest month of the year?
February.
What do we call the phase of the moon when it's completely bright with no shadows?
Full moon.
Yes.
What is one we call a new moon? Is that when it's dark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like it's clean slate. Nothing there.
Starting again.
Yep. What part of the plant is a carrot? What part of the plant is a carrot?
The orange part?
See, I didn't even have to wait.
It's the root.
Oh.
Part that grows underground?
Yeah.
The orange part.
The orange part is the root.
Evaporation occurs when what happens to an object?
When it disappears. And
I think she may have you on that one.
I don't think so.
Like evaporates. It goes away.
You know?
Yeah. I'm not asking what a synonym of evaporation is. I'm saying evaporation occurs when what happens to an object to make it evaporate?
It can be overheated. It can be too cold. It can just too go cold. Poof.
Too cold. It's not going to make it evaporate.
Okay, it can overheat and bubble and go whoosh, like water can evaporate and turn to steam.
I'm going to need to see your work on that one.
I don't know how to. I don't know.
I don't know. The was pretty compelling.
That's all I got on evaporation. Like whoosh.
Yes, it's heated.
Yeah, whoosh.
Name the colors that make up white light.
Every single color.
Very nice.
How many teeth, excluding mesquite, how many teeth does an adult human normally have?
One, two, three.
Are you counting with your tongue? She's counting with her tongue.
32.
32 is right.
Oh my gosh. Nuh-uh. That was cool.
In Greek mythology, which god was the ruler of the sea?
The ocean guy.
He has a name.
Artemis.
Poseidon?
Brutus. Yes, Poseidon.
Oh, I should have known.
Which famous American made the first telephone?
Apple. Bell. Andrew Bell. Bell. Something Bell.
There is a Bell, yes. It's not Andrew, though.
Telephone. Telephone. The telephone. His first name is Telephone.
Telephone Bell?
The Alexander Graham Bell.
Oh, you gotta give it to me. I said Bell. That's a lot expecting from me. I mean, come on.
These are questions for what age?
Fifth grade.
Okay.
How many consonants are in the word cinnamon?
What's a consonant? Oh, wait. I know what
that's
that
a bad
is.
Start.
Hang on. In cinnamon?
It's yes. The part that sticks up out of the water.
Five.
Correct.
How many kidneys do you have?
Two.
What is the first name of the 18th century Austrian composer Mozart?
Wolfgang Puck.
Don't you think?
Now hang on.
Nah.
Now hang on. Why did you say Wolfgang Puck?
Wasn't there a music guy that had this crazy name? It was like Wolfgang Puck Sebastian Bach Mozart or something.
You do realize that you just named like four different people in that one name.
I can't.
Rock me.
Amadeus.
Okay.
Or like a hurricane.
Yes, it's Wolfgang Hurricane Mozart. Okay. That was his full name. Wolfgang Puck is a chef.
Okay. I said Wolfgang. I got Wolfgang right.
Yeah, but that was purely by accident.
But you didn't even say Mozart.
No. That's the beauty of it. You went from Austrian composer, Mozart, and instead of guessing that, you guessed the Austrian chef, Wolfgang Puck. It's oddly impressive. And Sebastian Bach, he's Skid Row.
It'll sound the same.
In what season do farmers plant corn?
Corn season.
Yeah, I kind of get it. It's a loophole.
Which lives on land some of the time? A fish or an amphibian?
An amphibian.
Who served as a guide and interpreter for the Lewis and Clark expedition?
Oh, I know that one.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Franklin.
No. Rufus and?
Rufus and?
Is that close?
Rufus and?
Rufus? Rufus?
Shaka.
Shaka?
Shaka.
Shaka? Rufus and Shaka?
Khan.
Shaka and Rufus.
Khan.
Shaka Khan Rufus.
Is it like Shaka Ouija or?
It's pretty close.
What is it?
Sacagawea.
Yeah.
Oh, the little Native American girl?
Yep.
Yeah, the one that sang with Rufus.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me something good. What is a light year?
how Buzz Lightyear tells time?
I don't even know how to rephrase that. What is the speed of light?
Buzz.
What is the speed of sound?
How fast it takes to get from one ear to the other.
Yours would be measured in months. Light travels at 186 miles per second.
Yeah. Wow.
Sound is around 800, something like that.
I didn't know those.
What do we call a scientist who studies the formation of the Earth?
An earthologist. hang on. The Earth. Worldologist. Groundologist. Dirtologist. Economicologist.
You're so close.
Economist. Eloquiazonomist.
Ichiologist.
Ichiologist.
Wrong. It's a geologist.
Geologist. What?
God, it's so bad. Even the right answers throw her off.
Geologist.
What happens when drops of water get too heavy for a cloud to hold?
It starts to rain.
Which dinosaur has large bony plates on its back?
The Stegosaurus.
Mount Everest is located on...
Wait, did she get that right?
Yes, she did.
Oh, I was going to guess Roy Clark. Go ahead. Mount Everest what?
Mount Everest is located on which continent?
There are only several. Give her a clue.
It's in Nepal.
Europe.
Viva Nepal!
Which continent is Mount Everest on?
France.
Oh, man.
I don't know the continent.
Tell us the continent you do know. Maybe you get it right.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good follow-up.
South Africa?
It makes sense that it would be there, but that's wrong.
Is that a continent? The UK. Mm.
Tell her.
It's Asia.
Asia.
What is a story with animals that act like humans that teaches a moral or lesson called?
Can you repeat the question?
What is a story with animals that act like humans and teaches a moral or lesson called?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Nah, that's not a fable.
Sorry. What living things absorb carbon dioxide from the air and replace it with oxygen?
Poo.
Pooh Bear?
No. Moo. Moo. Cow.
Yes, cows are green plants.
Oh, God.
I think I'm out of stuff. Do you have any left?
I got way too much. What's a seven-letter word that means a place where a person cooks?
Kitchen. Kitchen.
That's correct.
Yeah, time.
Who invented the airplane?
The Wright brothers.
That's correct.
What were their names?
Dwight and Earl.
No.
Brian and Leron.
In fact, that's where I got my first blowjob.
Really?
From Leron.
Where?
When we were flying in North Carolina. First in flight.
Trying to get out.
Trying to get out of Charlotte. We called our first airplane a Miata. Our navigator was Shelley, that old nasty bitch.
Give it a couple more, we go.
All right. An attempt to predict the weather is known as what?
The weatherman.
No, that'd be a forecast.
Forecaster.
What is the opposite of the word fresh?
Shelley.
I'll give you that. All right, good job. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio and video archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. For more information on all the pets available for adoption through Paws in the City, their website, pawsinthecity.org. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com. Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys later.
Later.
The Russ Martin Show. Rocks the Metroplex.